The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
An early winter spell of cold temperatures and snowfall has thrown the Clay County basketball season into disarray. With multiple contests already rescheduled and Clay County schools being closed all week long, the stage is set tonight for the black, purple, and gold squads to battle not only through their opponents, but also through an inconsistent routine and a weeks-long hiatus from the court. Matt Walker and his 12-3 Lady Dogs have a golden opportunity to kick Lamar Rogers and his 15-5 Lady Buffaloes while they're down, having lost two of three conference games since the turn of the new year. In boys' action, Rob Edwards leads his 10-4 Dogs in search of their 23rd straight regular season district win, but they'll have to dispatch of Jeremy McElvain and his 2-17 Buffaloes to get there. It's Clay County and Clark Range Round 2 here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Park, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc., and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. And Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal. Serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show in our seventh broadcast of the basketball season. For the fourth time this year, we're high atop the visiting bleachers of Joe Sims Gym, looking out on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll try to paint a good picture of the action for you tonight. Throughout the evening, we'll be joined by former head coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson. Joining me now, as always, the Clay County, the Horizon Sports Networks analyst, founder, and statistician, Thomas Weaver.
Thank you, Daniel, for that kind introduction, as always. And I'm excited to continue our District 7A showcase coverage here tonight. But also, tonight's a special night, Daniel. It's Hall of Fame night here in Clay County. Just had the pleasure of being a part of the Hall of Fame reception over here in the cafeteria, and we've got 9 well-deserving athletes, coaches, and contributors that we're fixing to induct here tonight.
Absolutely. You want to run through them real quick just to say them?
I can probably
call them off. Let's see. We got Gary Plumley from last year, along with Johnny Booger McLaren, Bob Prophet, Jeff Brown, and... that one's got to be Brittany Walker Huckabee.
Yeah.
The 4 new ones from this year, joining them, of course. I'll let you share those, Thomas, the 4 new ones.
My teammate Dan Fox, Ethan Burwell, Sharon Walker Kimes, and the late Marshall Donaldson. So what a crew we're going to have. I think you're going to call those live when they get inducted.
Yeah, well, on Papa Girl Bunch Up Halftime Show, a bit of an extended halftime here, so we'll talk more about those 9 guys then.
And then back to the hardwood in front of us. You know, the Dogs are expected to roll again tonight against the Buffaloes. The Lady Dogs will have their hands full. And tonight's the night they need to make a statement, Daniel.
Absolutely. This is the win that they really need, not only for this season, but just to get the monkey off their back a little. You know, Coach Walker's 3-14 against Clark Range during his years. He has beat them, but once again, few and far between.
And there's one group that always makes a statement, night in, night out here on the Horizon Sports Network, and that's our sponsors. We can't thank them enough for getting on board. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. But up next, we do an each broadcast during the pregame show. We'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our Del Hollow Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Del Hollow Horizon recap segment. The headline in the paper said both CCHS teams reached the 10-win mark, and the story talked about how the Lady Dogs are 12-3, ranked AP number 3, and the Dogs are 10-4, and they're ranked number 4 in Class A, and both are battling for the top of the league. And the girls stayed in that battle with wins over Redbone Springs and Gorgeville last week. They handled the Lady Tigers 72-47 and came from behind to beat Redbone Springs 57-45. The Lady Dogs had 4 in double figures at Gorgeville. Abby Head had 19, Hallie Buford 16, Briley Burchett 13, and Zoe Hayes 11. While Burchett scored 16, Buford 12, and Head 9, and Eliza Jenkins 8. And the Redbone Springs win, where Clay County rallied from a double-digit deficit to tie it heading into the final frame before putting the game away down the stretch That was a big one for Clay County, I thought.
Certainly was. You go through all those scores on both games. I like the diversity. Multiple girls in double figures.
On the boys' side, it was reversed, Daniel. The Dogs took care of business at Redbone Springs handling by a score of 74-45, where Grant Strong had 26, Jeff Spivey 13, Rice Bailey 10 to lead the Dogs. And then they found themselves in a battle down at Gordonsville and held on for a slim 62-54 victory. The Dogs led throughout, but the margin was slim. And they did what they had to do to pull off the win in the end. Strong had 37, Spivey 9 to lead Clay County. And that one, Daniel, was exciting to say the least.
It was. Always a good environment down there at Gordonsville.
Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more from those games in your Dell Hall Horizon this week. Pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. We'll be right back with more of the Carquest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Clark Range here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here live on the Carquest pregame show. Going to move right in on to Tipsy Spinal Tape. The last word before tip-off, we're up to you, Bobby's Place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, Daniel, when I went by Ollie's today, Tipsy said tonight it's all about this Lady Dog team playing under control. You know, we've seen teams speed them up at times, which has kind of been the downfall for Clay County in stretches, where they turn the ball over and kind of get out of sync and get sloppy. You know, the Lady Dogs are at their best when they settle in, run their half-court sets. And we saw that in the second half of that red bowling game down there, and they settled in and dominated. I think they've got to do that from the start here tonight. What do you think about it, Coach Sim?
Well, I agree. I thought up there we probably got beat in the first half. We come out and didn't play very good at all early. Got down 8 or 10 and even maybe 14 or 15 there at one point in the second half. But, yeah, we were sloppy. We threw the ball away too much. I remember, you know, harping on it up there, but you just got to be, you know, handle the ball clean, make good passes, and like you said, stay under control. And if we do that, you know, I don't see any reason we can't beat this bunch. But it's easier said than done, so, you know, we just got to play.
Get into a situation where we're controlling and dictating the game to them rather than them to us.
Right, for sure. Yeah, you don't want to be the one that, you know, they're putting the pressure on, making – you play the way they want to. We need to stay under control and, you know, do what we want to do, which this team wants to run, but, you know, that's fine. But you got to make good decisions when you run. You know, you can't take it in there 1-on-3 or even 1-on-2 or if it's a, you know, if you ain't got one girl beat, sometimes it's better just to back it out and run the offense. We can score in the half court. We don't have to take a bad shot. You know, that was one of the things that I preached so hard when I was trying to coach is, you know, take advantage of the situation. If you don't have it, you know, back it out. You'll get a good shot. They don't need to throw up something bad. And we just need to, I think, learn that sometimes.
Coach Rogers, obviously the most tenured coach in Tennessee. I've not done the research on that. I think that's safe to say.
Probably, yeah. Him and Larry White right behind him.
Of course,
yeah.
He's somebody, Coach, that you had a lot of warfare against over the years. Won 20 games against him during your 75 meetings with him, 20 and 55 overall. But now here's something a lot of folks may not realize. Now, you opened your career 0-17 against him, but starting in 1992, when you got that first win, you went on a series from 92 through 04, those 12 years, where you were 19-21 against him. It was back and forth for over a decade.
I didn't know what the numbers were, but I always felt like when we finally beat him in 92 till I quit in 04 that, you know, we were about even up. Some years, it's been several times, sometimes, you know, one of us might win both games in the regular season, the other one win the region and the district. But sometimes we'd split. But I didn't really, like I said, know, but I always felt like it was about even up. Then when I came back, 6 years, only beat him one time, but it was the biggest one it could have been. You know,
yeah.
It put us in a bracket away from Jackson County in the region and probably allowed us to win the state championship.
Absolutely. Folks, that has been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Molly's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Getting down time for the playing of the national anthem here at Joe Sims Gym at Clay County High School. So we're going to go to break on the Horizon Sports Network. Be right back with the State Farm Girls starting lineups. You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And by Dale Hollow One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show. Time to get this thing wrapped up with the announcement of the State Farm Girls starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. The visiting team tonight, the Clark Range Lady Buffaloes, they're dressed in their gold, I guess we'll call it. Started to say yellow. What do you call it, Thomas? Yellow or gold?
I like yellow.
Yellow. Dressed in their yellow travel jerseys, blue numerals on them, trimmed them in white. The Clark Range Lady Buffaloes, 15-5 on this season overall, 3-2 in District 7A play. Their head coach, of course, Omar Rogers, in his 45th season overall, 1,283 wins to 285 losses, starting for Clark Range. A sophomore, number 1, Addie Stowers. A freshman, number 12, Coy Rogers. And then three juniors, number 35, Casey Sales, number 32, Lauren Schott, and number 22, Maddie Bush. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, their head coach Matt Walker, in his sixth season overall, 117 wins to 59 losses. Strong 12-3 record on this season so far overall, 3-1 in district play. Clay County, the home team tonight, they wear their white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Starting for Clay County, a sophomore, number 21, Hallie Buford. A junior, number 23, Bradley Burchett. A junior, number 10, Abby Hebb. A senior, number 5, Eliza Jenkins. And a senior, number 30, Zoe Hayes. State Farm Girls starting lineups have been brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. These teams did meet back on December the 10th in Clark Range. Lady Buffaloes won that one 64-58, a tight six-point contest. Clay County's lost five straight in this series against Clark Range, beating them last in the 2020 regular season. The teams met four times last year, if you recall. In the last 10 years, Lady Dogs are 4-28 against Coach Rogers and Lady Buffaloes. Coach Walker himself has played Clark Range 17 prior times. He has 3 wins to 14 losses against them in his series against them. Time to get this one on, guys. It's going to be Hallie Buford stepping in against Maddie Bush to tip for a ball.
Yeah, good crowds assembled here in Joe Sims Gym tonight, Daniel, on home side and away.
Yes, sir. Good crowd on hand for Friday night action. Schools have been closed all week in Clay County. Everybody should be well rested. Clark Range controls the opening tip. They're going to shoot at the hoop to our right. During the first half of play, Clay County is shooting at the hoop to our left. Rogers inside on layup move. Shot no good. Rebound Zoe Hayes. Hayes ahead to Abby Head. Abby with it. Top of the key. Circles out. Kicks back to Zoe. Be nice to have points on this first possession. Hayes still with it out top. Coach Walker up early, sending in instructions. Buford with it, left corner. Swung back out top to Hayes. She goes down low to Buford, baseline pass caught. She's underneath the hoop, has it taken away. Hattie regains control, though. Kicks out to Birch, hit right wing. Bradley now back out to Zoe. She tries to pass to Jenkins. That pass stolen by young Chloe Rogers, the granddaughter of Coach Jamar Rogers.
Like Coach Rogers starting out in some sort of
1-2-2.
Clark Range with the basketball. Rogers in right corner, defended by Jenkins. Eliza almost comes away with a steal. Instead, Lauren Schultz comes up with a loose ball. Schultz gives to Bush out top. Bush, the most veteran player on this Lady Buffalo squad. She kicks to Stower. Stower now works back to Sales. Back to Bush out top. Actually, that's not Bush. It's Schultz with it. She goes to Stowers. Stowers, who played so well at Clark Range in December, travels with the ball. Clay County with a chance to break this 0-0 score. 6:33 mark first quarter. Slow start.
Stowers basically put that game away for the Lady Buffaloes up there. She finished with 23 on the night.
Possibly a career high. Stowers listed as a sophomore. Zoe Hayes, three-pointer, left wing, too strong. Two ladies have simultaneous possession. I thought they were going to call jump ball. However, Lady Buffalo ended up with possession, and she stepped on the baseline. It's going to be Clay County ball. Hayes inbound from beneath her own hoop. Works into Jenkins. Eliza gives it to Buford. Now back to Hayes. Right wing. She fires a deep three. No good. Rebounded by Clark Range. I do like seeing Zoe pull the trigger, Coach.
Yeah. Yeah, she's open.
Riley Burchett swats away the shot of Casey Sales from right block. Clark Range maintains possession, Thomas, but a power display there by the junior.
Yeah, great play by Burchett. You don't see that in women's basketball much, a rejection for about 8 feet out of bounds.
Bush converts on the two-pointer on the inbound play, putting Clark Range in front, 2-0 early in this one. 5:45 and ticking, first quarter. Clay Kenny with the ball, Jenkins left wing, now Burchett in the corner. Bradley circles back out up top, works to Buford in the paint. She loses the handle on it. Bush comes up with the loose ball. Clark Range looking to extend this early 2-0 lead. Rogers with it, right wing, kicks over to Sales. Now Bush. Bush drives, working against Head. Shot no good. Rebound Abby Head. Good defense by the junior. She pulls it down. Full head of steam into the front court. Euro step in the lane, loses the handle on the ball. It was knocked out of her hands by Clark Range. Clay County to inbound, trailing 2-0, 5:20 mark, first quarter. Couple turnovers early, Coach.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Clay County on the inbound. Hayes fires another three-pointer, left corner.
There you go.
She missed her first two, but she hits on that one.
Yeah, maybe she'll get something to go now. Well, they're leaving her open. I mean, he's playing a 1-3-1 that second trip. I don't know what they's in that time, but he's switching it up some.
Makes it tough, doesn't it?
Hey, you just got to understand what you're playing against.
Clark Range with the ball. Clay Kenny with a one-point lead. No longer, though. Bush knocks down about a 12-foot jumper from left side, putting the Lady Buffs back out in front, 4-3. Lady Dogs with the ball. Hayes out top. Burchett's posted up at the free throw line. Hayes loses the handle, dribbled off her foot. Rogers and Ebby Head have simultaneous possession of loose ball. Jump ball arrow favors Clay County. So Hayes, the inbound, from beneath their own hoop off to our left. Works into Jenkins, top of the key, swings to Buford, now head at right wing. Buford, three-pointer, top of the key.
Shot. Yeah.
6-4, and all six of Clay County's points coming off a pair of triples. One from Buford, one from Zoe Hayes.
That's one way to beat a zone, isn't it, Coach?
Yep.
So often over the years, the losses to the Lady Buffaloes have been due to the excellent three-point shooting of Coach Rogers' squad. Nice to see Clay County opening up hot from behind the arc.
That's good, but you don't want to live by it. You know, we need to get Brady the ball from inside. You know, you got to have some bounce.
Well, the outside shooting should provide the opportunity to
do
that. Foul called against Buford. Clark Range on the inbound.
35,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it was. Casey Sales. We went silent there trying to see who made the shot for Clark Range. A triple made by Casey Sales, putting Clark Range back in front, 7-6. Clay County back on the offensive end. Another turnover. Stolen back, though, by Abby Head. Stowers had stolen the pass. Abby Head takes it back, gives back to Buford.
Good.
He knocks down another three-pointer from left wing. 9 points for Clay County.
You get a stop or two.
Coming from distance.
Yeah.
Two for Buford, one for Hayes. The Lady Dogs shooting hot in this one on Clay County Sports Hall of Fame down here at Joe Simmons Gym. 3:20 and ticking, first quarter. Another triple fired by Clark Range. It was Sales again. No good on that one. Rebound Jenkins. Eliza puts it to the floor, crosses the timeline, hands off to Hayes. Zoe out top, works the Buford, shot from right block, no good. But they say she was fouled. Lauren Schoak, the junior, picks up her first personal. So both teams with one team foul. It's a 3:07 mark of this first quarter, and we see Hallie Buford at the line trying to extend this lead. It's 9-7, Clay County's favor by 2. Buford hits the first of her free throws. Buford has established herself as a solid player here during her sophomore campaign. She knocks down both of those. 70% free throw shooter on the season. She's averaging 11 points a contest, and that's kind of growing as the season gets deeper, Thomas.
Yeah, we talked about it in the last broadcast. Every start she gets under her belt, you see her blossom each and every time, and we're seeing tonight from the outside. Clay County with three made threes. That's all they made in the entire game up on the range.
Wow. 2:40 and ticking. First quarter, Clay County up 11-7. Stowers, three-pointer for Clark Range. No good. Rebound Zoe Hayes. The senior point guard gives off to her classmate Eliza Jenkins. Eliza across the timeline, dribbles in the left corner, gives to Buford. Hallie kicks across to Abby Head. She drives baseline right side, kicks back to Buford. She fires another three. No good. Rebound Stowers. I was holding my breath for that one, Kevin.
Yeah, I was hoping that'd go.
Clark Range back in control of the basketball, at least. Clay County in control of the scoreboard, 11-7. 2:05 and ticking, first quarter. Lady Buffs with it. Sales left wing. Works it inside the bush. Now back out to Sales. She fires a three, no good. Ball bounced off the back of the iron, went up and hit the structuring above the rim. They blow it dead. Clay County takes it back over.
2 minutes left in this first quarter, Coach. Couldn't start much better for Clay
County. Yeah, it's going all right. He's going to do a little half-court trapping here. And we throw it right to him.
Clark Range with it. They work ahead to Rogers. She has it almost taken
it
away. Gets it ahead to Bush, though.
And
she misses the layup. Jenkins comes in for the rebound and knocks it out of bounds. That was an interesting series of events we just saw in that possession.
Yes, you could have been any more open.
I noticed the referee's kind of letting these girls play so far tonight. I like it, Daniel.
I do, too.
Yeah.
8-foot jumper good for Bush on the inbound.
Four
times she's heard
four times, and two of them's on inbounds, please.
11-9 now the score. Clay County with a two-point lead. Minute and a half left in this opening quarter. Abby Head with it out top. Works across to Zoe Hayes. Hayes kicks it into the corner to Buford. Hallie drives baseline, retreats back out, gives to Burchett. She fires a three. No good. Rebound Jenkins, her putback. No good.
Oh.
Rebound by Burchett. And a jump ball call.
Good job by Jenkins kind of slipping in there and pulling that offensive board, Daniel. Just couldn't finish.
No substitutes for either coach so far in this first quarter. 1:10 left and ticking as Clark Range inbounds. Clay County leading 11-9. Bush with it, full head of steam, kicks to Sales. Now to Rogers, now to Stowers out top. Stowers works against Buford, kicks it outside to Schoak. Her three-pointer no good, rebound Jenkins. Eliza with it quickly across the timeline. Passes inside to Burchett. Burchett in the paint, shot up no good on rebound. Put that
in there, yeah.
And she draws the foul. You wanted some Burchett, Coach. There you go.
Yeah. I just sort of missed the first shot, but I guess it worked out all right since she scored and got the foul.
Izzy Hale checks in with 42.6 seconds on the clock as Bradley Burchett's at the line to try to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Burchett on the season, a 73% free throw shooter. She does miss that one, though. Rebound Izzy Hale, and Izzy double dribble. Clark Range back with the basketball here. Good hustle and rebound by the junior reserve. Just ended up taking an extra dribble with it. Clark Range with it, perhaps to finish the quarter if they so choose. 30 seconds and ticking. Clay County up 13-9. As we mentioned in the Kirkwood pregame show, Clark Range has lost two out of three this seven games since the turn of the calendar year. A strange thing for the Lady Buffs. It doesn't break her hearts, though. Missed three-pointer by Rogers. Rebound Hayes. Hayes works ahead to Izzy Hale. Running jumper. No good off the glass. Ball knocked out of bounds.
Our ball.
All right.
We'll take it.
Jenkins going to check back in for this last offensive possession. Izzy Hale checks back out. 9.3 seconds on the clock. Zoe Hayes to inbound from beneath her own hoop. She works into Buford in the paint. Jump shot.
Get in there.
No good.
Crap.
Rebounded by
Schoak.
No, that's Bush with it. Bush across the timeline. 2 seconds. Running jumper. No good at the buzzer. First quarter ends. And you'll be pleased to hear. Clay County 13. Clark Range 9. It's end of 1.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Clark Range 13-9, headed into the second quarter. Hallie Buford leading the way for the Lady Dogs. She's got 2 threes, 2 foul shot makes for a total of 8 points already.
8 out of Clay County's 13, a strong start for the sophomore. Clay County with the basketball to open this second frame. Zoe Hayes with it out top. She works to Abby hitting another steal. Coach, how many turnovers is that?
Well, they're just making bad reads. I mean, they're right in the passing lane once we've thrown it away.
Clark Range cannot capitalize on the turnover, though. Schoak misses a three-pointer, rebound Jenkins. So Clay County lucky to have this lead after those turnovers.
Crap.
Three-pointer in and out, no good by Buford. Rebounded by Clark Range.
I look like it's going to go down.
Bush with it out top. Works against Hayes. Kicks to Sales. Now Rogers. Rogers with it at right wing. The freshman works against Jenkins. Gives it back to Stowers. Coach Rogers gets his girls' attention. Resets things. Little double post action. Bush out top. Uses a screen. Kicks to Rogers in the corner. Three-pointer good. Coach Rogers' granddaughter, a good-looking young player.
Yeah, she's a freshman. She'll make a good player.
Drew the Lady Buffs back within one, 13-12. Clay County with a one-point lead. lot of district implications in this contest. Of course, Pickett County leading the girls' district with their 4-0 record. Clay County sitting second at 3-1 in the district. Clark Range third at 3-2. Burchett inside. Power move off the glass. No good. Rebound
shot. Good shot. We got it where we wanted it. He's just playing a straight up 2-3 now. Looks like. I thought it might be the matchup zone, but it don't look like a matchup zone.
Clark Range missing another three. Ball tried to be kept alive by Rogers. She goes out of bounds, though. Clay County going to take back over. 6:05 mark, second quarter. Clay County 13, Clark Range 12. Of course, Pickett County and Clay County have not yet met this year, twice now. Games have been postponed due to weather. Mother Nature just don't want the Bulldogs and the Bobcats to get it on, Thomas. The time's coming, though.
If it doesn't change, it'll be Tuesday night up in Birchtown,
yep.
The first battle.
Zoe Hayes to inbound after a foul called against Clark Range. Stowers picks up the personal. Not a shooting foul, so Hayes to inbound. From beneath the Clay County hoop on the baseline. 5:49 mark, second quarter. Clay County up by one, 13-12. They work into Buford. Now ahead. She fires a three. Left wing. No good. Rebound by Hayes. Zoe with it. Another chance for the Lady Dogs. They give it away, though. And Bradley Burchett comes up with a foul. Sloppy series.
Yeah, and it has been. You know, missed three-pointer on that possession there. But, you know, you don't normally see zone creating turnovers. But we're kind of doing it to ourselves.
Yeah, it's not them. It's us. You know, we're just like, we can't see the girl standing there in the passing lane. Let's throw it to them.
Three-pointer. Clark Rain.
Yeah.
Good. Give it to Show. She knocks down her first triple of the night. 15-13, Clark Range in front, I believe, tying their biggest lead of the night. 2 points.
Yes.
Burchett, right block, shot up, no good. Rebound, Jenkins, put that good.
Good job, Liza.
Good big play by Liza.
Yeah, it was.
15-15, tied up. Midway, second quarter, wide open shot from left block. And gives Schultz two more. She has the last five for the Lady Buffaloes. 17-15, Clay County with the ball, Clark Range with the lead. Buford inside, shot up, no good, rebounded by no one. It was knocked out of bounds and a foul call against Schultz. Buford going to go to the line to shoot two.
Don't know if we get a shooting foul out of that or not, but we'll take it.
Clay County has been kind of content to shoot it from outside most of this quarter, Daniel, so far, and, you know, just kind of went cold from out there after starting all hot.
Yeah. They'll come back to it, though. They'll file again. Izzy Hale checking in. Zoe Hayes checking out. Buford at the line. Hit the first. Hits the second. Ties it back up. 17-17.
With that, Buford in the double figures, Daniel, early in this first half.
Clark Range with the ball. Showed in the corner. Gives to Bush out top. Bush drives. She's been quiet tonight offensively. Well, I mean, she's got about four, I think, on those inbound plays. But Stowers running floater right block. No good. Rebound easy. Hale. Hale passes off to her classmate, junior Abby Head. Abby into the front court for Clay County. 4:25 and ticking. Second quarter. Tied up at 17 here in this big District 7 matchup.
Like Coach Rogers has gone man on this possession, Coach.
Head with it. Tries to work inside the Burchett. Pass stolen by Stowers. And now Abby Head going to be called for the foul. And she tried to catch up to Stowers as the sophomore made a break for the other hoop. First personal for Abby. Third team foul for Clay County here. Head going to check out. Checking back in is Zoe Hayes on the floor for Clay County. Zoe Hayes, Hallie Buford, Eliza Jenkins, Bradley Burchett, and Easy Hale. Yeah, good crowd on hand, Thomas. You mentioned it earlier. It swelled a little bit more since you made that comment. Probably the biggest crowd we've had so far this year here in Joe Sims Gym.
Yeah,
why not? It's in the middle of January, getting into the heart of this District 7 schedule.
Yeah, after the delays with weather and so on and so forth, I think everybody's ready for a little basketball.
That's right. Clark Range with the ball here. Smith with it out top, a reserve for them. She works off to Stowers. Stowers works against Buford. Can't get past her. Kicks off to Bush. No, that shot. Her three-pointer no good. Rebound Burchett. Burchett gives to Jenkins. Eliza across the timeline. Sets up at left wing. Now drives baseline. Kicks back to Burchett. Bradley fires a three-pointer left wing. Bradley Burchett knocking down a triple. And looking at stats. Her fourth three-pointer of the year. She's not bad from that mark. 3-9 on the season.
Yeah, I'd say if she played out there, she'd be a good shooter.
Clay County breaks the tie, Daniel. They're up 3 here, 20-17, 3 minutes left in this first half. You know, they've weathered a couple storms from Clark Range so far. And, you know, it's been a kind of a slow-paced game, and Clay County's staying right in it.
Absolutely. Stowers, jump shot. Free throw line distance, no good. Rebound to Hayes. Has it taken away from her, though, by Bush. Back to Stowers. Baseline drive. Shot no good.
The charge.
The charge call. Who set up and took the charge?
Bradley.
Good job by Burchett. Taking the harm from Stowers. Addie Stowers picks up her second. Good athletic move by Stowers, but a smart veteran move by Burchett. Getting the feet set, waiting for the impact. Timeout taken by Coach Rogers. 2:38 left, second quarter. Clay County 20, Clark Range 17.
You know, full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, 2:38, Mark Thomas of this second quarter. Clay County up by 3.
Yeah, and like I said, they're kind of a slow pace so far, isn't there, Coach?
Yeah.
Just back and forth, mostly outside shooting for Clay County. Bradley Burchett, 5 points to go along with 10 by Hallie Buford so far in this first half. But Burchett playing well on defensive end, too. Just drew the charge, had a couple blocks already in this one, so good all-around game from the team's leader.
Absolutely. Clay County with the ball here. Jenkins drives baseline, shot up, no good. It was actually blocked by Bush. Maddie Bush pulls it down, heads the other way. The junior into the front court. Good defense for Zoe Hayes. Turns her back from the rim. Gives to Rogers. Now Sales. Now Smith. She's called for a travel.
Oh.
What's kind of impressive to me is that Clay County has overcome a lot of these turnovers
that
they've committed.
Yeah, to have a 3-point lead, it, you know, there's really no excuse for turning the ball over against a 2-3 zone without putting, they're not coming out and putting much pressure on them. We just need to, you know, get a little motion going and make some decent passes.
Well, it's like you described and talked about. It's not steals. It's
yeah, it's just
passes.
Throwing it to them,
right.
You know.
Another turnover here is the Lady Bus taking it away once again.
We were trying to go inside that time, but.
Minute 40 and ticking, second quarter. 20-17, still the score. Clay County with a 3-point lead. Clark Range with the ball. Bush drives inside, shot off from right block, no good. Well-defended Abby Head, rebound Zoe Hayes. Zoe gives off to Eliza. Jenkins now with it at left wing. Gives back to Zoe. She fires a 3.
Cut.
Bust it. Zoe Hayes knocks it down from distance.
Clark Range, they have no post game. I mean, they didn't have anybody in there. You know, they're just running the 5 out, trying to penetrate or get us happening. Shoot a 3.
Clay County with a 6-point lead, 23-17. Clark Range with the ball. Smith drives. Nice move. Lays it in off the glass. And had to work through Zoe Hayes to get it.
Yeah, it was a pretty good drive.
50 seconds and ticking. Second quarter. Clay County with a 4-point lead, 23-19. Jenkins with it. In no hurry. Coach Walker up, shouting out instructions. Coach Rogers up as well. Coach Rogers just don't sit down much.
No. That's the only time he sits down if you've got about a 25 or 30-point lead on him.
Well, hopefully before night's end, that's what he'll be doing. 25 seconds and ticking. Buford with it now out top. Clay County just letting this clock dwindle, waiting for the last shot. They do have a 4-point lead, as we said, 23-19. Jenkins with it, top of the key, kicks back to Hayes, down to 10 seconds. Jenkins with it, goes inside to Burchett, pass stolen. Clark Rain's going to have a desperation three. It's up, it's no good. First half ends here at Joe Sims Gym with the Clay County Lady Bulldogs leading by four, 23-19 over the visiting Clark Range Lady Buffaloes. Stay with us, folks, for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one for their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Currently, Clay County Sports Hall of Fame induction taking place out on the court in front of us. Kevin Donaldson, a representative from the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, right now announcing the different inductees to the crowds. Right now, Johnny Booger McLaren being introduced as one of the first member of the class of 2020. Johnny McLaren, of course, a longtime coach in this area, a great player himself. Back in the 70s, he's being joined right now on the floor by a classmate of his in the graduating class of 1976, Gary Plumley. Right now what I'm going to do is play one more set of ads and come back, and we'll talk some more about the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame and what's going on the floor in front of us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Member, Member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, Interactive Voice Response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, still inducting Clay County Sports Hall of Fame members here at Clay County High School, the class of 2020, have all been inducted, and that included Johnny Booger McLaren, Gary Plumley, Brittany Walker Huckabee, Jeff Brown, and Bob Prophet. Currently, the class of 2021 is being inducted. Dan Fox and Ethan Burble have already been brought out. Sharon Walker-Kimes and Marshall Donaldson still to be recognized. So rather than speaking through that program, I'm going to go back to a few ads. As soon as it wraps up, going to come back, give you a full rundown of that, and we'll get back to this second half action here momentarily.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, Interactive Voice Response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthRehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Solana, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Solana's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Solana, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Going into you. Back here live on the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Got about 5 minutes left before we get this third quarter started. Sorry for the long pause there. Just had a nice formal ceremony at halftime here, this girls' game. A bit of an extended halftime to induct the 2020 and 2021 classes of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. And just didn't feel comfortable. Coach Sims kind of talking out loud on air as that induction was taking place. So
I agree.
Wanted to just break down. Let's break it down and talk about it for a few minutes. Of course, we do have a ball game going on. It's right now 23-19 in favor of Clay County at the half, but with about 4.5 minutes to go here, let's just talk for a minute about these nine different inductees that have come in, Coach Sims, starting with that 2020 group. We had Johnny McLaren, Gary Plumley, Brittany Walker-Huckabee, Jeff Brown, and Bob Prophet. Of course, Johnny Booger McLaren and Gary Plumley, classmates from the class of 1977 at Salina High School, and just outstanding basketball players and football players.
They were. I saw them play a lot, you know, that was about the years I was in college, but I'd be able to make it home and saw a lot of games, and, you know, they were both just really good players, basketball and football. I don't know which one you'd say they're better at, but with them, along with Roger Short, you know, some other guys that, you know, they were just a good class and, you know, good players.
Of course, the next one there, one that you know better than any, Brittany Walker-Huckabee, a young lady that you coached all 4 years. She's in high school, and her senior year, a silver ball. Home along with her. Just a great player.
She was. She's a really good player, but her leadership skills were probably as good as anybody I ever had. She even as a freshman, she took the other freshmen kind of under her wing, and, you know, at camp, she'd try to see to them. You know, it's like a little mama hen almost, but.
Always just a mature young lady, even
she
as
was
a teenager. And a good attitude.
Oh, great attitude. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better player as far as attitude goes. You know, always played hard, and, you know, I did whatever I asked out of her. And, you know, she's probably a better defensive player at the start, but she made a good, really good offensive player. I remember, I guess it's her junior year, down at Gordonsville. She missed a couple of foul shots that would have won a game. And I didn't say a word to her. I told her, next time you'll hit them. You know, well, we come up with the same situation in Hermann Springs. I think it was that year or the next year. She nailed both of them. You know, we won the game. And we was probably supposed to win the game pretty big anyway, but Hermann Springs played great that night. We were down like 17 or 18 there one time in the game. We came back and fought back, and she got to the line, made those shots, and that just kind of shows you what kind of player she was, you know. And then she went on and had a pretty good college career, too. You know, she started for a couple years at Rome State and played at Maryville for a year or two. And she's done well. You know, she's got three kids. And she's works at a drugstore at All Good. And, you know, I'm sure she's got a pretty good job. And I'm just really proud of her.
Absolutely. Jeff Brown, one of those linemen from that great stretch during the late 80s and into 1990. Of course, Jeff's senior year into the fall of 1990, the football team, a 10-0 perfect regular season, got put out in the second round of the playoffs. But very fitting for Jeff to be inducted into the Sports Hall of Fame, because from those two seasons, the 89 and 90 football seasons, you've got Stephen Arms, Bobby Tupi-Kerr, Jason Arhead Hamilton, Brent and Brian Burchett, all five of those great skill players in there. Well, who was paving the way for him?
Yeah.
You know, it was Jeff Brown along with Greg Collins and some other guys that also deserved to be in there.
That was the thing about that 89-90. The 90 team was probably the best team I've ever seen us have. You know, they went undefeated in the regular season. And Jeff and Brian and Brent and all those guys were in the seventh grade the first year I coached. And so I watched them play, you know, junior high school up. And I think, you know, Jeff was probably the best lineman I ever saw us have, you know. But like you said, along with him and Greg Collins and Scott Lynn and Zach Birdwell and Billy Pettigo,
yep,
just a whole bunch of good athletes right there.
And, of course, the last of the class of 2020, we'll catch him. Probably won't have time to talk to class of 2021 right now. We'll do that during boys' halftime. But Bob Prophet, somebody who took me under his wing my first year about 16 years ago, a young 23-year-old Daniel Strong walked into Hermitage Springs School not knowing what I was doing or where I was at. And Bob Prophet there, already an experienced educator, and always helped me out, was always good to me and took good care of me, helped me along with things when I didn't understand what was going on. And I think he's done that for a lot of people
yeah,
over the years.
I've known Bob since, I guess, about 78. The summer I graduated from college, they told me I need to get some kind of certification other than health and PE, so I took a reading workshop at Lafayette. Bob was in it. Me and him kind of bonded, you know, and we've kind of been friends ever since. But, yeah, he's a great guy. You know, he lives out there not too far from me, and I run to him every now and then. But I know when I had my heart attack, had surgery, him and Marilyn were two of the people that came to see me.
Sticksweed, you remember that stuff, don't you?
Yeah.
Bob Prophet, just a class act. Bob, unfortunately, able to be here with us tonight, but we hope he's listening. And, Mr. Bob, this whole county appreciates you. Thomas, time to get back here to action in this second half. Been a close first half, 23-19. Clay County, a four-point advantage.
Yeah.
Come on the outside shooting of Clay County. This lead has Hallie Buford leading the way with 10 points at the break. Zoe Hayes has 6. Riley Burchard has 5, and Eliza Jenkins 2 for the Lady Dogs.
Rogers opens up with a triple for Clark Raines. They switch ends of the floor. The Lady Buffaloes shoot at the hoop to her left. During this second half of play, Clay Kenny going to shoot to the hoop at her right. Abby Head goes baseline on a drive, opening possession of this third quarter. She's going to draw a foul. That was actually Buford. I said it was
yeah,
Abby Head. It was Hallie Buford on the drive. She goes to the free throw line to shoot.
I don't like being in these close games with Clark Raines. Seems like they always find a way to win them.
Well, you know, when they came out and knocked down that three-pointer, first shot, I thought, oh, here we go.
Yeah. We got to have to go. We'll see what happens.
Buford good on that opening free throw here. 24-22. It was 23-22 after that Clark Raines three-pointer.
Halftime scoring for Clark Raines. Maddie Bush had 6, Casey Sales 9, Lauren Schultz 5, Chloe Rogers 3. She got 6 now after that big 3, and Zoe Smith 2. So no one really burning Clay County up on the Lady Buffs either.
Pretty good defensive effort by Clay County so far. Give credit to them on part of that. 25-22 after Buford made them both. She's been very good from the free throw line tonight. Clark Raines with the ball. Schultz, three-point attempt. Left wing, no good. Rebound, Hayes. Zoe with it. Comes into the front court. And the biggest thing I challenge Clay County with in this second half is Buford takes a long two-pointer, no good. Rebound by Clark Raines. It's just to minimize the turnovers. They played a pretty good game, minus the errant passing. And like Coach Sims talked about earlier, it's not been takeaways by Car Crane, it's been giveaways by the Lady Dogs at times. And maybe I'm focusing too much on that, but it seems like there's been a lot of them.
Yeah, you know, Clay County led by four at the break. I think they're up maybe double figures if they don't throw the ball away in high court.
6:30 and ticking, third quarter. Good defensive effort by Jenkins. And we're going to have a timeout by Coach Rogers. He saw that his junior all-star, Matty Bush, was in trouble getting a five-second call. Going to go to break here. 6:29 mark. Actually, let's stay on air. We played a lot of commercials during break. Let's do that Subway Trivia Challenge for you. This one's going to be for a sticker. The certificate will go with the boys' question tonight. This is brought to you by Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because it's Subway Fresh is what they do. If you think you know the answer, please send in your response via text message to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Here is the Subway trivia question for Horizon Sports Network sticker. In former head coach Paige Smith Strong's first and only win over Clark Range in the 2005 season, what Lady Dog senior had 23 points and 12 rebounds in the 76-65 home victory over the Lady Buffaloes? One more time. In former head coach Paige Smith Strong's first and only win over Clark Range back in the 2005 season, what Lady Dog senior had 23 points and 12 rebounds in the 76-65 home victory win over the Lady Buffaloes? If you think you know the answer to that question and would like to have a Horizon Sports Network sticker sent to you in the mail, please send in your response to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Clark Range with the ball coming out of this timeout. Rogers with it, left wing. Kicks to Bush out top. Bush defended by Abby Head. She's done a nice job with her tonight.
Yes, she has. Matty Bush, 6 points on the night. They all came in the first quarter, Daniel.
Yeah, two of them on the inbound play. Or four of them, rather. Two of the buckets. Clark Range, just like you said, Coach, no post presence.
No, they're just real deliberate. Like I said, just looking to beat you off the dribble or get a wide open three.
Rogers with it. Kicks to show. Three-pointer left corner. Good.
There it is.
I guess you don't need a post presence when you can do that. 25-25.
It's still a low-scoring game, though.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of it's got to do with passing it 10 or 15 times before you shoot.
5 minutes and ticking. Third quarter action. District 7A, number two and number three in the standings, doing battle here. Clay County's ladies, the AP third-ranked team in the state. Clark Range fell out of the top 10 this week after a couple tough losses to Red Bowen and Pickett County last week. Jenkins with it, right wing, gives to Abby Head. Clay County being patient here offensively. They got Burchett inside, feed it
there
to her, shot from right block, good. Nice entry pass.
Yeah.
Those are the type of things that were getting taken away from us earlier. Good job feeding it inside. I think it was Jenkins on the assist.
Yeah, sorry. Oh,
Jenkins or Head. But the biggest thing is, just like you said, Daniel, Clay County was patient on that possession. We've seen them try to rush things, make a pass that should never be thrown into the post or cross court. That time they waited to Burchin have position, and a great feed from Head, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you have to reverse the ball three or four times to get what you want, and that's exactly what they did, you know. They got her isolated down there 101. Got it easy. Scored.
We have a correct response to that Subway Trivia Challenge question. Miss Melissa White, a Clay County historian of all things, not only sports, but sports included, gives the correct response of Polly Herman. Polly Herman had 23 points and 12 rebounds back in 2005 for Paige Smith Strong's one and only win over Clark Range. And Coach Sims, I see a player's shoe.
Somebody lost a shoe. I don't know who.
No whistles had blown. Play is continued going.
It's Stowers out there. She's playing with one.
Certainly is.
Who is it?
Stowers here with the ball
out
top, playing with one shoe.
Oh, okay.
If she would ask for time, I'm sure they'd let her get it. Somebody has cleared it off the floor, one of the Clark Range cheerleaders. The lady
she might not get it back.
Stowers battling with one tennis shoe on.
I don't think the referees realize it whatsoever.
Yeah, Bush has finally seen it and pointed it out. Yeah. So official timeout taken. Coach, comment real quickly on Polly Herman there. She was the correct answer.
Yeah,
great player.
Oh, yeah, I knew that when you asked, you know, who it was.
You had her for 3 years.
Yeah, she's – Mr. Peoples used to call her. She was instant offense when she came on the floor. She didn't start until her junior year, but it's mainly because of Holly and Brittany and them, you know, playing in front of her. But I played her off the bench a lot her sophomore year, and Mr. Tapes always said, well, that's instant offense when she's coming in. But she's one of those kids that just had a knack for scoring. You know,
1,000-point scorer.
Left-handed, you know. A lot of people couldn't guard left-handed post players too good. And she was a little heavy early in her career. And I told her before junior year, I said, now, Stephanie's going to play the middle. I said, you're going to have to get to where you go out the floor. And she lost a whole bunch of weight, you know, just by determination, and was a pretty good defender. I knew she could score always. That wasn't a problem.
Back under action here after that official timeout for Stower scares you back on. I'm glad Bush saw it. Credit Stower. She was going to play right through it.
Yeah.
Stower's with it. Back with two shoes on now. Kicks over to Schultz. Schultz swings to Sales out top. Sales goes left. Picks up. Gives to Rogers. Rogers slashes through the paint. A foul going to be called. And if they call this on Abby Head, they do not. They call it on Jenkins. That trivia brought to you by Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon. Who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches because it's Subway Fresh is what they do. Bush on the inbound play. Shot no good. Draws a foul, though. Gracie Bush going to go to the line to shoot two. 2:46 mark of this third quarter. Score hadn't changed in the last couple minutes. I hadn't given it, and I apologize for that. It's Clay County 27, Clark Range 25. Thomas, a slow third quarter offensively for each team.
Yeah, just Clark Range has outscored Clay County 6-5 in this one, Daniel, so far. Make it 7-5. Is that Bush at the line? She's made both of them.
Bush makes them both, and we're back in a tied game, 27-27. 2:40 and ticking here, third quarter action. Coach Sims, I mean, things aren't going horribly because we're tied with them, but what do we need to do different than what we're doing?
I don't know.
More of that?
Yeah, you got to be patient. You just can't run out here and sling one pass and sling it up. And just need to get some stops on defense down there, and they're hard to guard. I mean, for what they're doing, it's a terribly low-scoring game, 27-29 right now.
Birch at the line trying to complete the three-point play. Foul was called against Show. She's good on the free throw. Putting Clay County up by 30-27. We see Madison Hayes check in for the first time tonight. Maddie, by far the biggest player on the floor for either squad. We could try to expose that mismatch down the post offensively. Of course, I know Birch is the more skilled post player, but Hayes a bigger player.
Yeah. The only thing, they're in that zone, matchup zone, whatever it is. Sometimes, you know, they can put a couple in there, and it makes it harder to get the ball inside.
Clark Range with the ball out top. Foul called in the paint. Away from the ball. Zoe Hayes called for the first one.
Yeah, Zoe kind of got caught underneath Maddie Bush trying to post her up in the paint, Daniel. And she was just battling for position right there, trying to hold her ground and picked up the call.
Buddy Buffalo's working in. Schultz with it. Kicks inside the Bowers. Now back outside the Sales. Her three-pointer no good. Rebound Hayes. Madison with it. Gives to Isaac Jenkins. Jenkins across the timeline. Going to set things up. Minute 45 and ticking third quarter. Clay County up by 30-27. Trying to beat Clark Range for the first time in five contests. They've lost five in a row to the Lady Buffs. Head with it. Right wing. Comes out top with it. Maddie Hayes sits at the high post. Bradley Burchett at the low post. They work inside to Burchett. She's under the hoop, out of position. Finally gets it away to Jenkins. Three-pointer, Abby Head, top of the game.
Yeah,
good.
That's big.
Clay County extends their lead to 6, 33-27.
First points of the night for Abby Head, and they couldn't come at a better time, Daniel, as we're ticking down close to a minute left here in the third.
Yeah, 6 feels like a lot right now. 6-point lead for Clay County. Stowers tries to answer with a 3 of her own, top of the key, no good, and they're going to call a foul on Burchett, and I just don't like that call.
Yeah.
I understand it, but
actually gonna get Madison there.
Oh, okay. Well, she that could be then. I didn't have as good a view of her. Madison
call
for the foul.
Oh.
Clark range on them, ma'am. 55 seconds and kicking, third quarter. Boys action, of course, coming up after this contest. Clay County trying to get its 23rd straight regular season District 7 win. Well, conference win. It was District 6 for the last couple years.
Right. I'll tell you something, Daniel. One thing that jumps out at me in this one, Addie Stowers is scoreless. We're almost through three quarters of this ball game. She scored 23 the last time out. Eliza Jenkins and company doing a great job on her.
They certainly are. Maddie Bush adds two more. Drawing Clark Range back with them four. 20 seconds and ticking, third quarter. 33-29, Clay County up. Abby Head with it, left block, kicks to Hayes. Three-pointer out wing, no good. Rebound Burchett. Riley with it. Timeout going to be taken by Coach Walker. 9.2 seconds on this third quarter clock. His timeout is taken. Clay County up 33-29. We'll be right back after an ad.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
9.2 seconds left here in the third quarter. Clay County leads 33-29. And they've got two in double figures, Daniel. Riley Burchett has 10 on the night. Hallie Buford up to 12.
Been a slow and quiet third quarter. What was the halftime score?
23-19.
23-19. Here we sit, 33-29. Buford on them, ma'am. Shot up, no good. It was blocked by Schultz. She keeps it alive, though, gets the Burchett. Riley in the paint. Her shot blocked by Stowers. 3 seconds left. Bush, desperation, three-pointer, no good. Third quarter ends. Clay County leading by four, 33-29.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Clark Range 33-29. We've got 8 minutes left to settle this one. Riley Burchett has 10 points for Clay County. Hallie Buford has 12. Leading the way for Clark Range is Maddie Bush with 10. Casey Sales has 9, and Lauren Schoaf is up to 8 on the night.
Fourth and final quarter underway. Clay County with the ball, opening this final frame. Jenkins.
Oh, big shot.
Layup off the glass. Good for two more. Clay County up by 6. Trying to hang on to this 6-point lead against head coach Lamar Rogers and his visiting Lady Buffaloes. Clark Range misses a layup. Bush on this end. Rebound head. Players everywhere now. Coaches both up trying to call timeouts. Timeout taken by Coach Walker. Jenkins had possession of the ball, and they do grant the timeout to Coach Walker. We'll go ahead and play one more ad here. 7:28, mark fourth quarter. Clay County 35, Clark Range 29.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
Back here live for this fourth quarter. Currently, Clay County leading by 6, 35-29, 7:28 mark, and ticking. Hayes on the inbound. Finally, some full court pressure being applied by Clark Range. It's beaten, though, by the Lady Dogs. Buford into the front court, misses the layup. Ball goes out of bounds off the Lady Buffs. Clay County going to have the ball, inbounding from beneath their own hoop.
That's a good opportunity to get to right there.
Yes, it was. Maybe we can capitalize on this ensuing possession. Hayes, three-pointer, right corner. No good. Rebound Rogers. She works to Bush. Bush across the timeline. Kicks cross court to Sowers. Sowers spin, shot up, no good. Rebounded by Buford. Buford going to be knocked to the floor and a foul called against Sowers. Sowers helped her up.
She might have lost a contact or something there, Daniel. She took a shot to the eye.
What are you doing? I lost the contact, I believe.
I was just waiting to see what was ensuing here going on. I think you're right. It was a contact. Everybody just stopped for a moment. Now
I don't know
who
it was. One of ours, but I don't know which one. Somebody's missing one.
Head with it. Comes across the timeline. Works to her left. Back to the right. Gives to Burchett at right wing. All five players kind of spread out right now, enabling Burchett to drive baseline with the ball into the paint. They're saying a foul was called on the floor. Reach-in foul. Prior to the shot, foul was called against Clark Range. Showed her third personal.
Burchett underneath, Daniel.
And another foul call.
Well, we got it. Sobriety brother.
A little inbound play where the post crossed and Burchett sealed her off. Great feed straight into the post. She went up and she's fouled.
Bush called for that foul, her fourth. Coach Rogers taking a timeout. Not a whole lot of action so far in this fourth quarter. 6:36 mark, 35-29 in favor of Clay County.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here for this fourth quarter, Riley Burchett at the line to shoot two. We never did do the District 7A girls update. Next time we have a timeout, we'll stay with you on air and try to work in that budget pest control 7A update.
Right.
I'd forgot about it, but Coach Sims showed me a score. Piggott County Lady Bobcats leading Gordonsville by 20 in the fourth, start of the fourth. Burchett good on the front end of these two free throws. Second one's away, also good. Clay County now up their biggest lead of the night, I believe. 8 points, 37-29. And this is the year to load up and come after Clark Range. No seniors outside of a reserve play-in for Coach Rogers this season.
Be smart.
So he's not going to lose anybody after this year. Bit of a down year for him, even though they are 15-5 on the season overall.
Oh, man.
Knocks down a triple. After Burchett had hit the two free throws, Clark Range came down, missed the shot. Quickly it was rebounded and worked ahead to Abby at right wing. She knocked down the three-pointer. And now that senior reserve, Zoe Smith, adds a bucket for Clark Range. Clay County up by 9, though, 40-31. 5:50 and ticking, fourth quarter. Another takeaway. Casey Sales steals the pass, gives to Bush. Bush ahead to Smith. Layup, good, no good. Rebounded by Buford. She steps on the baseline. Clark Range with an opportunity to cut into this 9-point lead, Coach.
Yeah, we give them a possession down there. We just kind of went back to throwing it to them again. Lucky they didn't miss the layup.
Ladybugs on them, man. Rogers in the corner. Gives the shot inside. She kicks back out to Smith, who works against Buford. Now Sales, three-pointer left wing, no good. Ball knocked out of bounds off the fingertips of Abby Head. Could have been called a foul against the Lady Buffaloes. Not the case, though. Ball's worked in. Rogers with it. Left corner. Passes inside to Sales. Turnaround fadeaway jumper in the paint, no good.
Oh, we're out of bounds.
Ball does go out of bounds. Clay Kenny's going to take over the possession. 5:11 mark, fourth quarter, Thomas. 40-31, Clay County, the 9-point lead.
Yeah, Clay County started the fourth quarter on a 7-0 run, Daniel. Scored seven unanswered, highlighted by the Abby Head three to put them up 11. Now it's been cut to 9 here with a Clark Range bucket. Clay County's got to maintain here in the last 5 minutes.
Jenkins with it, right corner. Works across to Hayes. Hayes inside to Burchett. Power dribble. Shot up. No good. Kept it alive, though. Taken away by the Lady Buffs and a huge impact on the floor. Eliza Jenkins down. She's getting up now, though. Her and the Lady Buffalo collided. Both of them make their way back into the Clark Range front court. As they see Sho go to the line to shoot two after she was fouled. Zoe Hayes called for the personal. Clay County up. Schultz misses the first free throw. Stowers checks back in. Smith checks out. Coach Walker has not went to the bench a lot tonight. We've seen Easy Hale momentarily and Madison Hayes momentarily. That's it. On the floor right now, those original five starters of Zoe Hayes, Eliza Jenkins, Abby Head, Bradley Burchett, and Hallie Buford. Schultz hits the second one. Clay County back in possession. Bradley Burchett inside. Hits the shot and draws a foul. That's three and ones for Burchett tonight. And the Clay County faithful really enjoyed that.
They just have to start trapping a little now. When they do that, you just look at the floor. You'll get a layup, you know, if you just take advantage of it. That's what we did that time.
Going to go ahead during the timeout that's been taken by Coach Rogers and work in that budget pest control girl 7A update. This past Friday night saw Clay County beat Gordonsville 72-47. Clark Range beat Wartburg 74-58. And Pickett County beat Redbone Springs 50-27. Tuesday, it was Redbone Springs beating Jackson County 34-18. Tuesday, Clark Range beat Gordonsville 59-51. Tonight, we got 12-3 Clay County here leading 42-32 over 15-5 Clark Range in the fourth quarter. 15-3 Pickett County is hosting 6-12 Gordonsville tonight. 14-5 Redbone Springs at 5-14 Monterey. Current District 7A girls standings, Pickett County first with 4-0 in the district. Clay County second at 3-1. Clark Range third at 3-2. Redbone Springs fourth at 2-4. And Gordonsville fifth at 0-5 in the district. Girls 7A update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Chiggers and fleas, we bring them to their knees. Coach Sims, picking games this year, you're perfect. 8-0. What about some bigger schools tonight? 15-4 Upperman at 15-4 White County. Two strong programs out there, both of them 15-4 records. Think on that for a minute. Burchett knocks down that free throw, putting Clay County up by 11. Biggest lead of the night.
I will go with White County.
White County, the home team. A premier matchup there, no doubt.
Yeah.
The
Cav beat Upperman Tuesday night, so that's kind of out of the ordinary. So I could be wrong, but.
And I believe, was it Livingston that beat Upperman the other night?
Yeah, they beat them too. Also. They've lost four games now, I think. That's about what White County's lost, or about the same record.
Bush at the line shooting free throws, hits the first, foul was called on Bradley Burchett. That's how Gracie Bush got to the free throw line. Gracie's such a great player. Been neutralized tonight, though. Misses the second free throw, rebound Eliza Jenkins. Halfway through this fourth quarter, 4 minutes left exactly. Clay County with the ball and a 10-point lead. Clark Range starting to dial up the pressure a little bit defensively.
Oh, man.
Abby Head running baseline layup, no good. Rebound Sales. Lady Buffs with a chance to cut it back to a single-digit deficit. Rogers gives to Stower. She drives baseline against Buford. Shot up, no good. They say Hallie Fowler, though. And sophomore Addie Stowers goes to the line to shoot two. As Thomas mentioned earlier, she had over 20 points in the first meeting back on December 10th in Clark Range.
She's still scoreless, Daniel. She can get off the snide right here, maybe.
Wow. She does. Hits that free throw.
That's pretty amazing. Somebody scored 20 on you and hold them to scoreless with 3 minutes and 44 seconds left in this game.
Give her two now as she hits both of those free throws. 3:40 and ticking. 8 points to lead. Hayes with it, gives to Head. Got a timeout taken, full timeout by Coach Walker. We'll play at least one, maybe two. 3:34 mark up this fourth quarter. Clay County leading by 8, 43-35.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here again, fourth quarter action. Clay County on the inbound coming out of timeout.
Oh, get in there,
And a huge layup for Eliza Jenkins. Received the inbound pass and drove straight down the left side of the lane. Travel call against Addie Stowers, and the Clay County fans starting to feel it. 3:20 and ticking here in this fourth quarter. As the Lady Dogs take back over with a 10-point lead. Zoe Hayes quickly, coast to coast. Layup no good. Rebound Hallie Buford. Her putback no good. Rebound Stowers. Stowers across the timeline back in the Lady Buff territory. Kicks the bush, top of the key. Three-pointer no good. Short off the front of the iron. Ball goes out of bounds. And Clay County going to take back over. Wins simply have been few and far between over the years against the Lady Buffaloes. So this would be a huge, huge win for Clay County if they can hang on in this one. 2:50 and ticking, fourth quarter. Hayes with it out top, gives to Burchett, left wing, give and go down to Buford, shot up from left block, no good. And a foul called on Zoe Hayes. It was rebounded by Stowers. Hayes reached in to try to take it back away from Addie Stowers, and she's called for the reach-in. We walk to the other end of the floor to shoot the bonus.
Yeah, just under 3 minutes to go. That's not what you want if you're Clay County.
Well, they got a good layup and got it blocked. I mean, and then foul. That's
free throw was missed by Stowers. Rebound Burkett. Pass ahead to Abby Head. She's in the front court. Defended by Smith. Circles back out top. Gives off to Hayes. Zoe in no hurry with it. Rogers comes out and picks her up. Forces her into action. Kicks to Jenkins. 2:15 in ticking now. Fourth quarter. Hayes inside the Burchett. Pass knocked away by Bush. That's one thing that Clark Range had. Ball went out of bounds. Clay Kane's going to inbound here. One thing that Clark Range has done a good job of is denying the entry pass to Burchett.
Yeah.
We've had a hard time getting it in there.
Yeah, just a split second too late there by Hayes.
Now,
you know, when you turn and
point,
roll.
This point in the game, we don't need to be throwing it in there unless she's wide open. We got a 10-point lead.
Long inbound to Jenkins out top. Safely gets it. 2:05 and ticking. Back in the hands of Zoe Hayes. Now Abby Head. Back to Zoe. Inside again to Burchett. A little too strong. It went cross court across the paint to Jenkins. She gives to Abby Head. Clay County content to let time tick here. Now the fan base is starting to get involved.
Okay. Had Burchett underneath on the floor, Daniel. I think she had the same problem Maddie Stowers had earlier. Her shoe was missing.
Oh.
Fans were trying to get a timeout.
Whistles did blow.
What they call?
Bradley's shoe came off.
Oh.
So they got it stopped, and now we're back under action here. Minute 45 and ticking. Clay County content to chew up this clock. They do have a 10-point lead, 45-35. Jenkins, left wing. She drives baseline. Kicks across the head. She fires a three-pointer. Misses it. Burgett rebounds it, but her foot's on the baseline. Hard to blame Abby for pulling the trigger on that one, but
wide open shot. But I'm sure Coach, Coach Walker's looking for a layup or nothing at that point right there. And minute 30 to go. Clay County's up 10. It'd have to be a lot going on for Clay County to come out on the wrong side of this one right now.
Well, it would be because so far through the first 31 minutes of this game, Clark Range has scored 35 points. So for them to score 10 in a minute. It's a little bit beyond their pace tonight.
Yeah, it's going
on.
And it has been a slow-paced game, and you talked about it, Dan. You got to credit both defenses, really, especially Clay County's. I thought they played really well. Only one player in double figures so far, and that's Maddie Bush, and she just got 11.
Clark Range with the ball. Stowers, jump shot on the inbound play, no good. She was fouled. Goes to the line to shoot two. Minute 8 left in this one. It's been a long fourth quarter. Lots of timeouts. Lots of different clock stoppages. Stowers is good on the free throw, making it a 9-point game. 45-36 in favor of Clay County. Lady Dogs trying to move on to 13-3 on the year. 4-1 in District 7 play. Stowers misses that second free throw. Rebound Jenkins. Eliza across the timeline. Gives to Zoe Hayes. Now Burchett, who's in a trap. Foul called against Gracie Bush. Or Maddie Bush. Gracie's her sister. They graduated a few years ago. Bush expires from the contest with her fifth foul.
Like I said, Maddie Bush leading the Lady Buffaloes. She finishes with 11 points here tonight. The biggest thing I see on her stat line, Daniel, no three-pointers made by Maddie Bush. So Clay County did a pretty good job closing out the three-point line on her. Pretty sure she knocked down three or four in the last game.
Everything pretty well. I mean, you hold the Clark Range team, I don't care who they are, to 36 points. And, with a minute to go, you've done pretty well defensively.
That's right.
We just need to close this thing out to make her free throws down the last 56 seconds.
9 points for the lead. Burchett at the line. Can't remember how she got there. I guess this is the front end of a 1-1.
Yeah, they've only fouled 7 times. Yeah, she was out the floor. Split a double. They fouled her.
Shots away. Good. Earns the right to shoot the second. And more importantly, puts Clay County up by 10. 46-36. Good on the second. 11 points the lead now. 56 seconds. Stowers with it, knowing time short. Pushes quickly into the Lady Buffalo front court. Gives to Sales. Now back to Stowers. She works at left wing. Back to Sales. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound Buford. Hallie going to be fouled. We'll walk to the other end, and Buford will shoot free throws. This one heavily in favor of Clay County now. 40.9 seconds left on the clock. 11 points to lead for Clay County. So a win here tonight sets up a huge showdown Tuesday night in Burkstown against the Lady Bobcats.
By winning this game, we've still got a chance to win the regular season championship. We lost tonight. I don't think we had any chance, basically.
Right.
You know, we could
you'd have to beat Pickett both times.
Yeah, if Pickett beats Clark Range the next time at home, and I assume they will, but you never know, you know. But
Buford good on both free throws. Clay County a 13-point lead now. And I'm going to call that comfortable with 35 seconds and ticking. Stowers into the front court. Shot no good. She took contact, but no whistles blow. Rebounded by Smith. Stowers appears to be shaken up. She finally gets back up under her own power. Officials have blown the ball dead because she was still on the floor. Going to play it again. Lady Buffalo's in possession on the inbound. Stowers with it. 25 seconds and ticking. Coach Walker in his sixth season here fixing to beat the Lady Buffs for the fourth time in his career. Last time it happened was 2 seasons ago. In 2020, they couldn't get it done in 4 matchups last year. 2 regular season games, district title game, region title game, all losses. But tonight, here in Joe Sims' gym, and Coach Sims, I know you'd rather beat Clark Range as anybody.
That's perfect.
Tonight, by final score of Clay County 49, Clark Range 36. Congratulations to the Lady Dogs. What a win. We'll be back for the Lady Dog wrap-up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Lady Dom wrap-up here in Salina, Tennessee, where Clay County just beat Clark Range 49-36, and what a win it was for the Lady Dogs. It's been a while since they've done this, Coach Sims, and Clay County kind of pulled away late with that big run to start off the fourth quarter, a 7-0 run, went up 11 and pretty much maintained throughout. Before that, it was back and forth.
It was. I was like we kept talking about a slow-paced game. You know, you want to do more, but you can't get sloppy, and you kind of got to be patient the way they're playing defense. And, you know, sometimes that's just where you got to play, you know, and make the plays. You know, they finally started coming out and pressuring a little, and, you know, we took advantage of that, I thought, late in the game. We still made some mistakes, but you're not going to play a perfect game every night. But anytime you beat Clark Range, especially by 13, that's a good night.
Yeah, and early on, I thought Coach Rogers did a good job of kind of confusing Clay County. Started off in a 1-2-2. We saw 2-3 some. We saw him go back to man. And I felt like that, you know, we were turning the ball over some, and that might have been part of it.
Well, it might have been. It shouldn't have been. But like we talked about, most of our passes that we were throwing away, just going right to them. You know, there really wasn't any rhyme or reason to do it. We were just doing it, you know. That's the one thing that, you know, we need to get past, you know, to beat good teams, I think, is making these unforced turnovers.
Right.
We're still doing it, you know, to a certain extent.
Yeah, I agree with you. Defensively, I thought Clay County played really well. Just one player for Clark Range in double figures. But here's a big number, in my opinion. They made only 4 3-pointers in this contest. Did a good job closing out at the 3-point line, I thought the Lady Dogs did.
Of course, like we talked about, they were playing basically a 5-out. And, you know, of course, you got to get a little help because they're trying to beat you off the dribble. And what few they hit was when they would penetrate and find the girl that the help came off of. And, you know, they hit a few, but like I said earlier in the game, if you can hold them, Clark Range, to under 40 points in a ball game, you know, I don't care what year it is, that's a pretty good defensive game.
Matty Bush led the way for the Lady Buffaloes with the Buffaloes with 11 points. Addie Stowers just held to 3 points tonight. She had 23 last time out, and Matty Bush had 18. So there was your scoring for the Lady Buffaloes in the last contest, a loss to the Lady Buffaloes, and Clay County overcame that.
Yeah, we did. Of course, we give up that last game, what, 65 or 70 or something? You know, they don't get any, you know, 30 less than that tonight. So,
right.
And, like, up there, a lot of it was our doing. You know, the first half, you know, we just turned it over and they get easy baskets. And got us down 10 or 12 at halftime, and even 14 or 15 later, and we did come back and really made a game out of it.
Yeah.
But it's hard to come back, you know, I don't care who you're playing, when you get down 15 or something, you know, in a game.
Casey Sales had 3 for the Lady Buffaloes. Lauren Schoke, 9. Chloe Rogers, 6. And Zoe Smith finished with 4 points. For Clay County, you had 3 with 6 points. Zoe Hayes, Eliza Jenkins, and Abby Head. I thought they all 3 had big games tonight. Hallie Buford, 14. Briley Burchett, 17. So just 5 players scoring, but 2 in high double figures.
Well, of course, we only played 7 tonight, I think. You know,
yeah.
Matt kind of went against his, what he normally does. He usually play 8 or 10, you know, at least. And tonight, I guess he decided it'd be better to stick with top 5 or 6 or 7, you know, and about done. And, you know, it worked out.
Appreciate you having coming up here with us, Coach.
Okay.
Folks, this has been the Lady Dog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs. And you can do that at ecopanelsoftn.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street, Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off for Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network CarQuest pregame show in front of this big boys matchup. Going to go ahead and take a look at the Budget Pest Control Boys 7A update. This past Friday, Clay County beat Gordonsville in a tight one, 62-54. It was Wartburg that beat Clark Range. Do not have a final score on that one. This past Friday saw Pickett County beat Red Bull in Spring, 62-42. On Tuesday, Red Bull and lost to Jackson County in boys action, 47-74. And on Tuesday, Clark Range lost to Gordonsville 36-68. Tonight, 10-4 Clay County set to host 2-17 Clark Range right here in Joe Sims Gym. 15-3 Pickett County hosting 13-7 Gordonsville. And 4-16 Ribbon Springs steps outside of District 7A play to travel to 8-13 Monterey. Coach, I think I know which way you're going to go with this one, but going to let you pick between 15-3 Pickett County hosting 13-7 Gordonsville.
Where are they playing?
They're playing at Gordonsville.
At Gordonsville. I'll tell you, let's pick an upset just for the fun of it. I'd like to think I'm right, but, you know, like we've said before, Gordonsville is, they're capable, as they showed us the other night, and we were lucky to get out of there way we did. And, you know, that of course, that put a little fly in the ointment, but, of course, I know we'd they'd like for us to meet both of us undefeated, and we'd like that same thing in one way. But, you know, that's really a big ball game.
Sure. And it's not a stretch to suggest that Gordonsville would beat the number one AP-ranked Bobcats. You know, that kind of paints a target on your back. Clay County's used to playing with that, and Pickett County certainly has a bit of a target on their backs this year amongst other teams. So no doubt Gordonsville will be gunning for them.
Absolutely.
Especially if Coach Bibbs back healthy going against his former team. Current District 7A standings. Two teams sitting atop the district. Currently tied with undefeated 7A records at 4-0, Pickett County and Clay County. Third place sits Gordonsville at 3-2 in the district. Fourth place, Redbone Springs at 1-5. And fifth place, Clark Range at 0-5. Boys 7A update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Bugs aren't as mean when Budget's on the scene. We'll go ahead and wrap up the CarQuest pregame show with the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Shong Strong Insurance. Thomas, make sure you cover it all just like their agency does. We'll let you start.
All right. Well, my policy tonight, Daniel, is I think the dogs need to work on some things in this one. Most notably, you know, getting some confidence going from the outside. We've got some guys that can knock down shots, and we're going to need them down this stretch we've got next week and here to come. And I think it's a chance to get some valuable learning experiences here. I'd like to see some of those guys turn it loose. What do you think, Coach Watson?
Yeah, I think, you know, we have had some games with different guys kind of, you know, sparking a little bit and showing some, you know, some offense for us. But we haven't been able to get, you know, maybe all three of them the same night picking up, you know, that 8 to 14 points apiece. Once we get that, you know, I think we're, you know, we can be more dominating if we can do that. But that, I think that's a big thing. You know, we need those other guys picking up a few of the points.
Of course, Clay County has not been on the hardwood in a week. Clay County schools have been closed all week long. Does that mess with, you know, when the standard routine for these teenagers gets tweaked a little bit, Coach? Does it have any bearing on a basketball game? You know, you've got a 2-17 Clark Range team that we'll use, it sounds like an ugly word, but we'll say is an inferior team to you. Does having that strange routine of having school closed all week change anything for the Bulldogs?
Well, you know, sometimes I like that because, you know, we've been off, a little over a week.
Yeah.
But then we're coming up and we're fixing to play a whole bunch of games in a row. And, you know, this is the time of the year when youngsters like that, they get tired and they really don't know they are. You know, their muscles, they get that muscle weakness and don't really realize it, and like a tenth of a second off of their time and everything. And now they've been able to rest a little bit. And by the time the tournament comes, I think we've got, 12 ball games left to play or something?
Yeah.
Just about every other night looked like for a while there. So we might even get upset in this streak. I don't know if we will or not, but, you know, we're playing toward that district tournament, and I think this schedule is going to play in our favor.
Absolutely. Folks, that's been the full coverage final word brought to you by Shong Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for the State Farm Boys starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. The Clark Range Buffaloes, the visiting squad tonight, they wear their blue travel jerseys, gold or yellow numerals on them, trimmed in white. Their head coach, Jermaine McElbain, 2-17 record overall on the year, 0-5 in District 7A play. Starting for Clark Range, a sophomore, number 0, Chris Beatty. A junior, number 1, Case Cordell. a senior number 13, Connor LaRue, a senior number 15, Evan Cantrell, and a senior number 24, Joshua Durham. The Clay County Bulldogs, the defending Class A state champions, their head coach Rob Edwards in his 22nd season overall, 488 wins to 195 losses, a 10-4 record on the season, 4-0 in District 7A play. Starting for Clay County, a junior, number 3, Jimmy Burchett, a junior, number 13, Keaton Arms, a senior, number 2, Eli Smith, a senior, number 4, Jeff Spivey, and a senior, the defending Class A Mr. Basketball Award winner, number 11, Grant Strong. State Farm boys starting lineups have been brought to you by State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like your good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering your auto, life, home, health, and more. These teams met back on December 10th at Clark Range. The Bulldogs were winners that night, 74-37. Clay County has won 17 straight against the Buffaloes, last losing to them all the way back in 2014. In the last 10 seasons, the Dogs are 19-6. Versus Clark Range, Coach Edwards has met them 54 prior times, a strong 45 wins to 9 losses in his tenure against them, 18-3 here at Joe Sims Gym in Salina against Clark Range. It's going to be Chris Beatty, the sophomore, stepping in against senior Grant Strong to tip for ball on this one. Clay County going to be shooting at the hoop to our left in the first half of play. Clark Range the hoop to our right. Strong easily controls the tip. Gets it to his classmate, Jeff Spivey. Spivey to Burchett. Burchett to Smith at left wing. Back to Burchett out top. Now Keaton Arms high post. Tries to go baseline bounce pass to Strong. Stolen by Case Cordell. It was a good offensive setup play. Just didn't execute the pass. Taken away by Clark Range. So the Buffaloes with the opportunity to strike first here. Ethan Jones with it out top. Kicks to Cordell. Now to Beatty. His three-pointer no good. Rebounded somehow or another by Durham.
Big long rebound.
Durham came away with it. And has it taken away by Burchett. Full head of steam. Here Jimmy comes all the way to the hoop. Layup's good.
Nice move. Nice move. Good shot, Jimmy.
Burchett, one of the quickest players on the floor, Thomas.
Yeah, he is, Daniel, especially with the ball in his hands. You know, you got to be right up there with Grant Strong as a steal leader on this team. We've seen Burchett make some big ones in his time already this season.
One of those guys that you like to call a pesky defender. He can really get under an offensive ball handler's skin. Jones with it out top. Going to see a offensive foul call. The illegal moving screen against Clark Range. Credit Evan Cantrell, the senior, with the first personal of the contest.
Eli Smith, a good defense there, and just fighting through that pick, Daniel. And Cantrell just sliding his feet a little bit, picking up the call.
6:40 and ticking, first quarter. Clay County with the basketball. Spivey out top. Kicks to Burgett. Jimmy at right wing. Circles back out top. Bounce past the Arms. Keaton at high post. Jump shot. No good. Off the back of the iron. Almost kept alive by Spivey. Pulled down, though, by Evan Cantrell.
Second possession in a row. Clark Range coming out in kind of an extended 3-2 type zone, Daniel. Leaving the middle open for Keaton Arms at the free throw line, and Arms gets beat to the basket there. Good defensive play over the top, but he's called for the foul.
Certainly is. Evan Cantrell going to go to the line to shoot two. Clark Range on the boys' side on their third head coach in 3 years. Three seasons ago, it was the end of Coach Rodney Powell's time up there. Such an outstanding coach. A good friend of Coach Edwards. He's actually the head coach at York Institute right now. Last year, Shane Munday, the head coach of the boys. And this year, we see Jermaine McElbain, I believe his first year as a head coach, a long-time basketball guy here in the Upper Cumberland, though. I think he's had a hand in a lot of AAU ball, Thomas. But a lot of turnover for the Buffaloes over the last 3 years.
Yeah, there has been. You talked about Munday. I think he ended up going with Coach Powell up there to York. So with the Dragons right now, and, you know, Clark Range, Michael Maine's kind of kept the same tempo they've always had. They're really scrappy. They play hard. They play to the final buzzer, and we see the same thing out of the Buffaloes again this year.
Definitely so. Buffaloes back with it after Clay County had a turnover, I guess it was. I kind of missed it.
I think they called a travel on Strong, I believe.
Okay. Seldom see that. Three-pointer hitting by
Edmund Cantrell, and looky here, folks. Clark Range 4, Clay County 2, 5.5 minute mark, first quarter. Buffaloes have come in the line and took an early lead. Strong jump shot from free throw range, though, draws it back even at 4. Full court pressure being used by Clay County.
There we go.
A travel going to be called against Clark Range. Nice job by Grant Strongbrin there. The Buffalo junior, Case Cordell, caught the pass, started to head up 4 for it, but there Strong was with his feet planted, and an extra step was taken by Case Cordell.
See, this is extended zone, too. It's almost a 1-2-2 at times. Another one of those matchup amoeba-type zone defenses here from Clark Range, concentrating on Grant Strong, who finds...
Great pass by Strong.
...by Smith with a dime underneath.
Great assist. Great finish by Smith. Jimmy Merchant on a steal. Jump ball call. What are we going to have here? Jump ball call. So it wasn't a steal, but what a job by Jimmy Merchant getting in there, getting his hands on that basketball.
He's one of these pesky players.
He is.
He just... Aggravates you to death. He may not steal the ball from you 2 or 3 times a night, but or not even at all, but now he forces a lot of mistakes.
Just a great defender. Another in a long line of outstanding defenders for Clay County. And Clark Range has come to town to play. They knocked down another triple. Was it Case Cordell on that one? I believe it was. Case Cordell, the junior, knocking it down from distance. Strong tries to do the same. Too strong off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Case Cordell. Transition pass ahead to Beatty. Beatty's reverse layup misses. Strong with the rebound. Grant into the front court. Crosses the timeline. Wants to go all the way to the hoop. Does so and scores. Nice finish. Strong with one of the longest strides I've ever seen. He can pick up his dribble at the free throw line, take a long step, and be at the hoop. Halfway through this first quarter, and it's a good one. Clark Range 7, Clay County 8. And I know Coach Edwards never lets his kids overlook an opponent, Coach. And I know you've been there, but I'm sure it does get hard at times with teenagers, somebody they've already beat by 30 points. Is it possible for these guys to be overlooking these Buffaloes?
Well, I think the Buffaloes are playing. They're playing a pretty good ball game so far. They're playing, not making mistakes. Kind of set a pace like they like.
Clay County with the ball after they took it away from the Buffalo. Strong misses again from distance. Ball goes out of bounds off the fingertips of Keaton Arms before he's able to get possession of it. First reserves of the night. Junior Bryce Bailey checks in along with sophomore Andrew Smith coming out. Seniors Jeff Spivey and Eli Smith. 8-7 the score early in this one. Clay County leads by 1. Over the Buffaloes. Buffaloes with the basketball. Jones with it. Right block. Kicks it outside. Cantrell with it. Spins into the paint. Loses the handle on the ball. Whistles blow and a foul's called. Jimmy Burchett called for his first personal of the contest. Second team foul against Clay County. And Evan Cantrell at the line shooting free throws. First one's way good. We're knotted up. 8-8. 3:28 mark of this first quarter. Big crowd came to watch the girls game and the induction of the class of 2020 and 2021 into the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame at halftime of that girls contest, and they've hung around for boys action. And so far, they're seeing a good one here. Clark Range, after Cantrell hits both free throws, are leading by 1 point, 9-8. 3:10 and ticking, first quarter, Strong with it, top of the key, gives to Burchett. Now Andrew Smith, left corner, inside the arms, power dribble, shot off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Clark Range. Nice rebound by Durham.
Yeah, this is on defense from Clark Range, giving Clay County a little trouble. You know, you've got Keaton Arms at the top of the key. They're trying to get Grant Strong on the baseline, Daniel, to play a little two-man game. But the Buffaloes getting their hands in passing lanes and doing a good job playing defense so far.
Good defense by Arms in.
Yeah. Clay County take it back over after the good defensive effort by Keaton. Burchett walks it across the timeline. Thomas, I know their listeners can't see, but we've got to credit Coach McElvain on being an outstandingly dressed young man down the sideline. Suit and tie. A lot of covers, just a good-looking outfit. Jimmy Burchett inside, misses the shot, rebounding put back by Strong, no good. Ball's knocked out of bounds by the Buffaloes. Clay County May got a break there from my vantage point. It looks like it should have been Clark Range ball. However, Clay County going to inbound. Swapping of players here. Strong, Arms, and Burchett come to the bench. Spivey and Smith come back on, along with White Browning. Jeff
good,
Spivey.
Good cut to the basket.
On the inbound play to Spivey. And whenever Strong's out, you see Spivey become that number one offensive guy for Clay County. So often we've talked about, Thomas, how if Grant didn't exist, and we're glad that he does. But if he didn't, Spivey all of a sudden could turn into that guy who's averaging around 20 points or more, Strong up around 35. But
right.
Jeff, an outstanding offensive player in his own right.
No doubt. Averaging double figures is Bryce Bailey.
Good shot by Bryce Bailey, a three-pointer. No hesitation. Just stuck it in the hole.
So a flurry of points here puts Clay County up 13-9, a four-point lead. After Bailey and Spivey had points on the last two possessions. On the floor for Clay County, Eli Smith joined by his brother Andrew.
Got a steal, Bailey.
Just stole the ball. Yes, Spivey and White Browning also out there with him. Bailey.
On the floor.
Has it stripped out of his hands. And a foul call. As Coach Watson said on the floor against the Buffaloes, Eli Smith the inbound from his own baseline. Minute 36 mark of this first quarter as Clark Range takes their first time out. 13-9, the lead for Clay County. We'll be right back after an ad.
Looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live, first quarter action. Thomas, maybe a little bit more than Clay County bargained for here. 13-9, Buffalo's playing tough.
Yeah, we kind of saw this up on the range, Daniel, too. This Clark Range team, we talked about their grit and their hustle. They stick with you the first couple quarters. Clay County went on a big run, I think, maybe in the second or third there, Daniel, behind Grant Strong. You see him taking it to the hole right here. And here comes the Bulldogs.
Strong scores from left block, and I've got to describe that for a second. That's one of those situations. Grant had full elevation, and he pump faked in the air and didn't release the shot until his feet almost were back on the floor. Just maintaining that great ball control throughout the entirety of his jump. Not a lot of guys do that.
No. Grant Strong does a lot of things a lot of guys can't do, Daniel, and this is another great play by Mr. Basketball.
1 minute left in this first quarter. Clay County, their biggest lead of the night. 6 points, 15-9. Case Cordell with it. That was baseline against Spivey. Good defense by the senior. He swats it out of bounds as Cordell tried to give it up to a teammate. Clark Range is going to have to inbound again. On the floor for Clay County, the original five starters, after some subbing throughout the midst of the first quarter. Beatty out top, defended by Burchett. In trouble, picks it up, gives it off to Jones. Jones starts to drive, works against Strong, loses the handle, and they're going to say Strong knocked it out.
Oh. He missed that one by half a team.
Yeah.
You see the intensity picking up on both ends of the court. Clay County's on a run here offensively, and defensively they can't get anything. You see Keaton Arms denying the post. You see Spivey and Strong creating a turnover this time.
Yeah, the Clark Range faithful kind of upset. They wanted a foul call.
There may have been a little contact by Spivey out here.
Yeah, it's a good play. The officials thought it was a good one, too, because they didn't blow a whistle. Good job by Jeff. Some nights that would be a foul. So like Thomas said during the girls' game, they are letting them play a little bit tonight and beat bank. Clark Range comes down. Actually, Clay County, rather. And an offensive foul is going to be called against Grant Strong. Strong, of course, the infamous charge call last week down at Gordonsville on what I dubbed a big boy basketball play.
Yeah.
What a strong dunk, but called a foul, and we just erupted here on the Horizon Sports Network, Thomas. I know things were inaudible for several seconds to our listeners as we were outraged at the call, but I just had to bring it up.
Yeah, and it was just the play from Grant Strong. He just took it to a whole nother level on that one, Daniel, and you know, unfortunately, it didn't count, but we've seen Strong grow with each game of his career, and it's the same thing here in his senior season as Spivey takes one from deep just off the mark.
Clark Range on the rebound. They come the other way. Beatty with a layup right as the first quarter buzzer sounds. An exclamation mark on the first quarter for the Buffaloes. And we've got a tight one here in this District 7A battle between Clay County and Clark Range. It's Bulldogs 15, Buffaloes 11, heading to 1.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here live, almost ready to start this second quarter. I want to mention those Clay County High School cheerleaders who just got the crowd fired up between quarters here. They're led by 3 seniors, Anna Ray Collins, Zoe Siever, and Tamara Smith. Joined by 7 sophomores, Bethany Becker, Brooklyn Becker, Allison Collins, Kelly Devanna, Chloe Graves, Laney Haynes, and Jalen Strong, sponsored, of course, by Stephen and Lana Chibwood. They've done that for right at 20 years, I think, here at Clay County High School. Appreciate those young ladies and everything they do. Clay County to open the second quarter strong. Power move inside. Misses the shot. Goes on rebound. Missed the putback, and it goes out of bounds off of a Buffalo.
I believe they gave that one to us, too, because Grant clearly knocked that one out of bounds.
Clay County going to try it again, and the Clark Range faithful, who made the trip several times throughout the early part of this boys contest, Thomas, not pleased with the officiating.
No, they're not. And Eaton Arms, another jump shot from the free throw line, and you can't be pleased about that either, Daniel, is. Arms picks up a ticky-tacky loose ball foul, I think.
Him or Burchett won. I think it's Jimmy. Yeah.
Gave it to Jimmy.
Second personal on Burchett. Clay County not shooting tremendously well as a team right now at this point, but it's a long game. And honestly, if there was a night to get it out of her system, it is tonight in front of that big showdown in Burchtown this coming Tuesday. Clark Range with the basketball. Nice moves inside by Beatty. He gets to the hoop and scores. Brings his teammates to their feet down here on the bench, applauding his efforts. We've got a 2-point contest. Clay County 15, Clark Range 13, Spivey, 3-pointer right corner. Yeah.
On the way.
That's what we need.
Catch and shoot. Good pass by Strong to get it over to him. And he caught it and shot it.
Spivey on the season from distance. Coming into tonight, he did 18 of 59 three-point attempts. Good for 31%. Look for that to increase as we get down to the stretch of the season here. Beatty doing a nice job so far, beating Clay County's pressure. Not that time, though, taking away Eli Smith. He hands off to Keaton Arms. Keaton going to come across the timeline with it. Gives it back to Eli. Eli passes to Spivey in the corner. Another three. Misses. Rebound. Bailey. Now to Strong. Strong shot. Right block good.
Good rebound by Bailey, I believe, wasn't it?
Yeah, Bailey with the rebound and the assist. Strong with the finish. 20-13, and quickly, Clay County back in front by 7. Running floater, no good, off the hands of Durham. Rebound Strong, Strong, coast to coast, shots up from left block, good. And he goes to the line to shoot. Just a nice spin move on the baseline. One of those things that Grant makes look so easy. But it's not easy at all.
Kind of a relaxing look at him, and then all at once he's heading to the basket. That's a neat move.
You know, yeah, he didn't only relax. He almost faked like he was going to pull it out. Down
right.
And then spun to the baseline and finished and drew the horn.
good on the free throw, completes the three-point play the old-fashioned way. And with 6:15 and ticking in the second quarter, Clay County's up by 10, their biggest lead of the night, 23-13. Clark Range with the basketball, Beatty out top. Coach Edwards up, sending in instructions to his defense. White Browning with a hard task out on the floor right now, defending against Cantrell. Cantrell gives it up, three-pointer, but Beatty's no good, rebound Spivey. Jeff passes ahead to Grant. Grant, three-pointer left wing, no good. Grant has yet to make from distance so far in this one. And once again, the Clark Range fans disagree with the possession call.
It really should have been a foul.
The ball went out of bounds
against Strong.
To Clay County. Grant Strong did take some contact to the face, it appears. He was holding his right temple there. Clay County on the inbound. Spivey with it, right wing. Works it inside to Smith. Now Browning. Browning in the paint. Power dribble. Shot. No good. Rebound, Clark Range. Jones with it. Going to walk it up the floor. On the floor for Clay County, Grant Strong, Brass Bailey, White Browning, the sophomore, Eli Smith, and Jeff Spivey. Buffaloes with it. Case Cordell inside, shot up, no good. Foul going to be called against Bailey. And we'll see Case Cordell go behind the shoot, too. Third team foul against Clark Range. Five already against Clay County in this opening half. Cordell misses the first free throw. A second one coming to him. Eli Smith checking out. Keaton Arms checking back in.
We're getting a little bit more size on the floor right now.
Yeah. That's one thing that Clark Range does not have. Don't have a lot of post presence. Traditional post, anyway. Something Coach Sims pointed out in their girls' game. Huge win for the Clay County girls earlier.
Absolutely.
Over Coach Rogers and the Lady Buffaloes. Just something that when it happens, you relish it because it just hasn't happened a lot over the years. Clark Range may be a little bit down by their standards this year, but still a strong, quality single-A basketball team. Clay County with the ball. They'll be inbound in after a foul's called against Clark Range on the floor. Thomas, anything of interest popping out to you on your stat sheet?
Not really much, Daniel. Grant Strong's in the double figures with that and one opportunity that he converted for the last Clay County points with 11 so far.
Give
Make
you 13.
It 13.
A Baker's dozen now. Strong with that patented jump shot from right elbow. Keaton Arms disrupting the pass on the inbound play. Maintain possession to the Buffaloes, though. They come down, miss a layup. Rebound White Browning. Browning with it in a trap. Needs help. Pass is stolen by Durham, and Durham finishes it off with a nice jump shot. Clark Range hanging around in this one. 9 points the lead for Clay County right now, 25-16. I don't feel I've given that score much here through this second quarter stretch. I apologize for that. 4:15 and ticking here as we play in the second quarter. Keaton Arms with it for Clay County in left corner. Works to Bryce Bailey out top. Coach Edwards is using the junior Bailey quite a bit tonight. As Spivey fires a three-pointer left wing, no good. It goes out of bounds. Clark Range going to take back over.
Well, good different defense for the Buffaloes on that possession. Looked like a box in one. They were denying Grant the ball, and then it had four in a zone box in the paint, Daniel.
Clark Range on the inbound immediately. Beatty in a trap. And Coach McElbain has to call timeout to get his guard out of trouble. 3:58 mark of this second quarter. Clay County 25, Clark Range 16.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Second quarter action, 3:58 mark of this second quarter. Clay County up 25-16. Clark Range with the basketball coming out of this timeout. Beatty with it. crosses the timeline, gives it to Case Cordell. He'll be fouled by Spivey on the floor. Six, team foul. Against Clay County, the next time, Coach, it'll be the
one. Yeah, in that 1-1.
A little different look there from the Bulldogs that time. A little 1-3-1 trap in the corners, Daniel, to speed this game up a little.
Coach, you're a historian on Tennessee high school basketball. Is the 1-1 bonus something that's been around for a long time?
Pretty good while.
I didn't know if it part of your early coaching days if that didn't
well,
exist.
Yeah, at one time, of course, there was such thing as a common foul, which you only shoot one shot on every foul made. You got one foul shot.
Okay.
And then when it went to a certain number, you went to the 1-1.
Gotcha. Kickball call. Thomas is me and Coach. We're talking the history of free throws. There was a big three-pointer made by Clark Range. Who knocked it down?
Evan Cantrell, his second one on the night, Daniel. He's got 9 points, and he's cut this Clay County lead to 6 with about 3 minutes to go in the half.
25-19, 6 points advantage for Clay County. They have the basketball. Grant Strong at left elbow steps in the paint, dishes arms. That's pass, and arms finishes from left block.
Good team play.
Just one of those situations where everybody collapses on Grant, and he finds the open man.
Good, strong finish there by Arms. He went up, protected the ball, and put it in, Daniel.
A steal by Eli Smith. They say he hit baseline, though. Coach Edwards applauds his senior defensive all-star, even though it was not a possession, but a great hustle by Eli. Eli, one of those guys, Thomas, I know it's early to talk about this, but got to be considered the best defender in District 7A. Wouldn't be at all surprised to see him given that honor as this regular season wraps up.
Yeah, I think he's definitely a front runner for that. The proof's going to be in the pudding come Tuesday night when he faces Aminette and company.
Clay County on a turnover, strong with it, into the front court, shot's good, and his foul goes to the line to complete the three-point play. Looking at season that total.
Did a good job avoiding the charge there.
Yeah.
With good soft body movement.
Strong gets to the free throw line a tremendous amount. And he's very good from that mark. He's hit 118 of 153 attempts coming into tonight's action. Good enough for 77% on the season, and he knocks that one down. Completing the three-point play and putting the Bulldogs back out front by 11, 30-19. Clark Range with the basketball here, 220 and ticking, second quarter. Durham into the paint, running floaters, no good, rebound Arms.
Arms is controlling the board on the defensive end for Clay County. When he goes up, nobody else is coming down with it.
No, he's a full-grown man out there. And I
should have shot that.
You know, most nights.
Good follow-up by Smith.
The Buffaloes. But
good job of getting the rebound and putting it right back off of a miss.
Eli Smith adding 2 more points down here. Good effort, wasn't it, Coach?
Yes, it was.
Clark Range trying to hang in this one. Clay County leads by 13. Three-pointer by Jones. No good. Arms couldn't hang on this time. It goes out of bounds off his fingertips. Good to see Keaton. Keaton suffered that foot injury back in football. You know, missed about 8 football games. It wasn't fully healed even when he came back. He could go on it, but it was still hurting some. So, he don't seem to be favoring it all now, Thomas. It's so good to see him out there at full speed.
Yeah, he's healthy, and he's going to be huge come Tuesday night and in these other games, you know. When teams try to take away Grant Strong and double team, you dump it down to Keaton Arms. You get Keaton one-on-one in the post. There's not anybody in this league that can guard him down there, in my opinion, Daniel.
He's so strong, so strong. And what we've talked about him before, so calm. Don't get upset. Just stays the course, does his job, and such an attribute to his character.
Yeah, back-to-back offensive rebounds there by Smith, Daniel. He's kind of cleaning the boards for him on the offensive end.
Strong dishes off to Arms. They say the foul was called on the floor. Arms finished the shot from right block. And this official tonight, first time I've seen him, he's called that several times throughout both games. Calls a lot of stuff on the floor prior to the shot, which is fine.
Yeah, just getting the body contact right there before he launches for the shot. And you're right, that's kind of what the guy in stripes down there has been looking for.
Matter of fact, I don't think I've seen any of these three officials this year. They've done a good job tonight. Clay Kenny on the inbound, strong in the paint, shot up, no good. Rebounded by number 33 for Clark Range Reserve, who's checked into the contest. Lane Bird. Case Cordell going to walk across the timeline. 50 seconds and ticking, second quarter. Clay County 32, Clark Range 19. 13 points the lead. It's been there. Things have slowed down offensively a little bit in the last few moments. Durham with it, works against Bailey. Bryce turns him away. He gives off to Beatty, who works against Eli Smith. Eli just all over Beatty denied access. Now back to Durham. He fires a three, misses everything. Case Cordell saves it, passes it off to Strong, though. Grant with it coming the other way. Great move into the paint.
Oh, that, you knew where that one's going.
Wow, what a move. Just took a long stride, extended the ball from chest level to straight above the head, brought it back down, lay up off the right side of the lane. And now we're under 10 seconds and ticking in this second quarter. Clark Range with the ball. 5 seconds. Jones with it, gives to Cordell. He slings it over to Bird. He fires a three.
And gets it.
It's his namesake from the Celtics years ago used to do. 34 to 22, your score here at the half. Clay County leading by 12. Stay with us for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Salina, where Clay County leads Clark Ranes 34-22. They're up by a dozen here at halftime and had the lead out to 15 before Lane Bird knocked down a three-pointer at the buzzer for the Buffaloes. Clay County only led 15-11 at the end of the first quarter, then outscored Clark Ranes 19-11 in the second stanza to claim this 12-point lead at halftime. For the Buffaloes, Lane Bird has three, Joshua Durham has two, Evan Cantrell's leading the way with nine, and both Case Cordell and Chris Beatty have 4 points apiece. For Clay County, Bryce Bailey has three, Jimmy Burchett two, Keaton Arms two, Eli Smith four, Jeff Fivey has five, and Grant Strong, leading the way for the Dogs, has 18 points here at halftime. Again, Clay County leads 34-22. And, folks, we're going to stay with you here and talk about the class of 2021 of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. Daniel, I think you got all five of the class of 2020 taken care of at halftime of the girls' game. And what a group we have here to be inducted tonight.
Absolutely. I'll just call off that class of 2021 final time. Johnny Booger, McLaren, Gary Plumley, Brittany Walker, Huckabee, Jeff Brown, and Bob Prophet. Let's go ahead and break down these four newest members inducted tonight, the 2021 additions to the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. We're going to start off with Dan Fox, a 1995 graduate of Salina High School, best known for his hard work on the offensive and defensive lines as a Bulldog. Thomas, a classmate of yours, here in just a minute, I'm going to kick you and let you talk about him and what he meant to you and to the teams y'all played on. But it's very important that Dan Fox be inducted, because another classmate of yours, Gary Davis, the all-time leading rusher, did not get that done by himself. He had somebody leading the way off that right edge at right tackle. Most of that yardage came off right side behind Dan Fox. So it's almost like a fullback situation where the guy who's up in front blocking, even though you never hear his name, he's just as big a part as the guy that's getting all the accolades. So great to see Dan inducted. You nominated him, Thomas. You know him best.
Yeah, he just had a passion for the game. You know, Dan was one of those that really cared about his teammates and about what he did out in front of you. And, you know, the game meant a lot to him. Being a Bulldog meant a lot to him, and that's saying a lot for Dan Fox. And it's just great for me to see, you know, the current members of the Hall of Fame also recognizing that and knowing who Dan Fox is and electing him as the leading vote getter in this class of 2021. But, you know, even playing with him, I didn't realize that he was the all-time leading tackler for his position.
Got for the interior lineman, yeah.
Which is another thing. So the numbers to go along with the passion, Dan Fox is a surefire Hall of Famer.
Absolutely. A great one. Also inducted, Ethan Birdwell, a graduate of Clay County High School back in 2008. Played one season here for Coach Edwards the year after consolidation of Hermitage Springs School and Clay County High School. Came over and kind of forged the path for a long list of great Hermitage Springs basketball players that have followed here at Clay County High School, and he was the first one to come over and do that in boys action. Scored 1,400 points in his career between the two schools. Actually played as an eighth grader on the varsity team down at Hermitage Springs. And a lot of folks, you know, maybe forget sometimes how good Hermitage Springs boys basketball was at times. His dad, also a Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member, Donnie Birdwell, they were outstanding during the years he was in high school at Hermitage Springs playing. And Ethan's years there as a sophomore and junior playing for head coach Keith Young, who had came down out of Kentucky and was the head coach over at Hermitage Springs those final years prior to consolidation. They had some strong teams over at Hermitage Springs, along with some classmates of his. And I know Coach Watson, Ethan's somebody who you've always kind of admired for what he did coming over and playing here on this squad. Just very well deserving to be inducted along with this class.
Absolutely. You know, you just mentioned there that his dad was in the Hall of Fame. We had two more like that this year. Gary Plumley's dad's in there, and Johnny McLaren's mother's in there.
That's so right.
This is going to be we'll call it the family tradition, can't we?
There's a ton of connections.
Genetics, I believe.
Absolutely. Also joining Ethan Birdwell and Dan Fox, Sharon Walker Kimes. Miss Kimes still an active coach down at Salina K-8, coaching the Pee Wee girls. and the junior high girls. Has labored for over 30 years as an educator here in Clay County. Has took a few different hiatuses from coaching at times, but always comes back to it. Thomas never stays out of it long. Started off her coaching career down at Hermitage Springs, coaching girls down there. Had a lot of success. Came over to Salina K-8. Also experienced success there. Has always had strong teams. And I credit her with something a lot of folks probably overlook. Just laying the foundation for these young girls prior to them coming up into high school, she had her hands directly involved with a lot of the successes that players had later in high school.
Yeah, I agree with you. And sometimes those folks get overlooked, you know, the ones that coach in junior high and the grade school and that kind of thing. But they may be more important than that high school coach as far as development goes, right, Coach?
Yes, absolutely.
And the fourth and final member of the class of 2021, a Heritage member, Marshall Donaldson, a graduate of Sana High School back in 1934, and just an outstanding basketball player. Coach Watson, you nominated him. He went on to play at David Lipscomb and was an outstanding and lead player for the Bison. Is that right on their mascot?
Yes.
And came back, of course, to Salina High School, where he worked for years as a teacher, was principal during the years you were in high school. Later went on to be a building and trades instructor and just a great figure in Clay County athletics and just at Salina High School.
You know, there, and there's so many more of those that are legends back in that period of time. The Willow Grove team that went 33-1 that year, and you know, a couple of three college players there, and lots of legends there. And it's taken time to track some of those down, but I did find out that they were the Willow Grove Pioneers. Their colors were blue and yellow.
Blue and yellow.
They were the Pioneers.
Very similar colors to this Clark Range Buffalo team we see out in front of us here about to start this third quarter. So congratulations to the class of 2021. Dan Fox, Ethan Burble, Sharon Walker-Kimes, and Marshall Donaldson. Well-deserving, guys. Third quarter action underway in a turnover. Four Clark Range. Clay County going to have the opportunity to dent the scoreboard first here in the second half of play. They switch into the four. The Bulldogs shooting at the hoop to our right. The Buffaloes the hoop to our left. Keaton Arms in the paint.
Good pass into Keaton.
Assist from Jimmy Burchett. 36-22. Clay County so prone to have a big third quarter.
There, it's out in the middle of the floor.
We'll see if they can pull away from the Buffaloes here in this third quarter. Cantrell spinning jump shot in the paint. No good. Rebound Spivey. Original five starters on the floor for Coach Edwards starting off this second half. Spivey goes coast to coast. Finally dished off towards Arms, but it was kicked by Buffalo. Clay County to inbound from their own baseline. Clay County 10-4 on the season. 4-0 in district play. Dogs have won 22 straight district contest during regular season play. Burchett with it on the inbound. Gives the Arms. Arms, power move, drives the right side of the lane. Shots up, no good. But he was fouled. King going to go behind to shoot.
You know, and Arms catches it on the elbow and splits two defenders and takes that one power dribble, Daniel. He's not going to be denied the rim.
No.
And Arms taking it in there. The only thing that's stopping him was the foul.
Arms at the line for two. First one's up and away.
He's usually a pretty good shooter.
Arms 12-16 on the season from the charity stripe coming into tonight's action. Good enough for 75%. So like you say, Coach, pretty strong from that spot. Misses both of those, though. Those stats provided by assistant coach Andrew Metis. Greatly appreciate him. He makes sure they're always up to date prior to each broadcast we do, Thomas. And that's not easily done. He puts a lot of work into that. I know we always mention it, folks, but just like our sponsors, we're going to keep on mentioning them because we appreciate not only them, but Coach Meadows for all the work he does for Clay County basketball. He takes care of boys and girls stats.
Yeah, it's really amazing what he does. I've said this before. You know, I have trouble just keeping up with points and writing a small summary. He gets every statistic there is out there, and I think he's even made up some of his own.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff in there that I don't understand.
Right. He's smarter than we are.
he does a lot of video work on Huddle.com, if you've never been on there.
He does.
Some great highlight films and sometimes full game footage.
Clark Range misses a shot. Grant Strong pulls the rebound, goes coast to coast, lays it in for two more. 16 points down the lead for Clay County. Slowly, quietly, they extend this lead to a point that Clark Range will have a very difficult time coming back from. Spivey hounding Case Cordell with the ball out at the top of the key right now. Finally gets away to Jones in left corner. Back out top to Cordell, who swings to Beatty. I've been impressed with Beatty tonight. He's done a good job playing for the Buffaloes.
Yeah, he's only got 4 points so far tonight, but they've been impressing buckets.
Yeah, he's played hard defensively, handling the ball. Kicks it over now to Cordell. His three-pointer from left wing, no good. Ball knocked out of bounds by Beatty. No, they say arms touched the last.
I don't know about that.
Buffaloes inbound from their own baseline. 5:51 mark of this third quarter. 38-22 the score.
Look at arms working out on the perimeter, Daniel. Getting the steal. Burchett picks up the loose ball.
And
unfortunately.
Taken away by Durham.
Clark Range turns it over.
Durham to Jones. Jones shot no good, but they call a foul.
This referee must go get a Coke or something. He's just now getting in the play. I don't know where he's been.
He caught the foul, though. Thought Eli Smith was too aggressive. Eli with his first personal of the night.
But sometimes you wonder how these guys get to officiate the first game they've ever seen.
Sends Jones to the line to shoot free throws. Well, no, Coach, like we've said before, we're lucky to have them. We couldn't play without them, right?
Absolutely. Even though sometimes we like to cry.
Jones good on those free throws. 38-23 now. 15 points to lead for Clay County. Strong with it at right wing. Nice pass inside the Spivey. What vision. What touch. And Spivey with a strong finish. Jeff in a position that it wasn't easy to finish there. He was kind of right underneath the goal. Used his long frame to reach up and around the hoop and lay it in. Just a great assist. And that's the chemistry you see between Strong and Spivey. They played basketball their whole lives together, yeah. So they kind of know what the other's thinking before they do it.
Some of the same genes. They're cousins.
Clark Range with the ball here. As we've talked about, Clark Range, a scrappy team. They're not going to go away. They're not going to quit playing regardless of the deficit. They fire three. Beatty does. Misses it. Rebound Smith. Smith to Strong. Strong ahead. Dishes off to Arms. Arms can't finish, though. Good defense by Bird. Bird comes up with a loose ball on the rebound. 17 points to lead for Clay County. 4:45 and ticking third quarter.
Yeah, Bird sneaking in from behind right there and getting a hand on Arms' shot, Daniel. What a sequence that was. Eli Smith starting the break, going between the legs, and then the no-look pass to Strong, who found Arms underneath. Again, a shame that one didn't count.
Well, Bird misses the three-pointer. A rebound to put back by Beatty. 15 points now the lead for Clay County. Strong with it. Crosses the timeline. Low score night so far for Clay County. Spivey, left corner, three. A little short off the side of the rim. Rebound Strong. Put back. No good. He was fouled, though. Strong going to go to the line to shoot two. Foul called against Jones. Second team foul against Clark Range here in the second half. First one's way by Grant. It's good. I believe he's perfect from behind tonight. I probably shouldn't say things like that, but second one's away. Good.
We'll not say it next time.
Clark Range quickly the other way. Jones pulls up three-pointer left wing, too short. Rebounded by Spivey. Jeff comes out there with it, crosses the timeline, works into the paint, kicks out to Strong. He fires a three from right corner. Good. First make from distance tonight by Grant.
Gives Clay County a 20-point lead, Daniel. They're the largest of the night. 3:33 to go here in the third quarter. 45-25.
Next action for Clay County coming Tuesday night from Bergstown. We'll be on hand for that one. Beatty misses the layup, rebound Bird. His put back good. The Southpaw making a difference off the bench. Burchett quickly the other way. Nice little stop jump shot in the paint. Jimmy Burchett adding points.
Pulled up for a nice jumper.
And, you know, we talked about in the pregame during the full coverage final word that brought to you by Shock and Strong Insurance, we needed to see some of those other guys step up with points tonight. Jimmy Burchett's one of those guys. Tuesday night, Burchtown, we need buckets from Jimmy. He's capable. You know, a good offensive player. We talk about his defense a lot, but he's capable on the offensive end as well.
Yeah, and he's really kind of taken ownership of that this season, I think. His first season as a starter running the point for Clay County. And, you know, if Jimmy Burch is open, he's going to pull the trigger, Daniel, and he's starting to knock some of them down.
Bryce Bailey pulls the trigger from left corner on a shot, misses it, rebounds Spivey, put back good.
Good put back with Spivey.
2:30 and ticking third quarter. Andrew Smith nearly stealing the inbound pass. Buffalo safely maintain possession, though. Beatty with it in the paint. Euro step. Kicks to Jones. Three-pointer. In and out. No good. Rebound to Arms. Foul call against Beatty. Reach around foul. Mike Browning comes to the scores table to check in. And a timeout taken. We're going to stay on air, though, and do the Subway Trivia Challenge question. We have failed to work it in here during the boys' action. This is a big one tonight. It carries with it not only the Horizon Sports Network sticker, but also the Subway 6-inch certificate. This is brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina. If you think you know the answer, please text in your response to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Here it is. In the 2016 District 7A Championship game against Clark Range, what two different Bulldogs pulled down 16 rebounds each in the 61-49 win over the Buffaloes? Who were those players? Once again, the 2016 District 7A Championship game against Clark Range saw two different Bulldogs pull down 16 rebounds each in the 61-49 win over the Buffaloes. Who were those two Bulldog players? That would be six seasons ago now. Doesn't seem like 2016 should be 6 years ago. If you think you know the answer to that question, please text in your response to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Back to action here. Clay County with a basketball and a 22-point lead, 49-27. Grant Strong with it, left wing, works against Beatty, inside, shot up off the glass, no good, rebound, put back good.
It looked kind of like a pass to himself.
It kind of was. Jones with it, left wing for the Buffaloes, gives to Case Cordell. Back to Beatty. Now Durham. Durham out top, works against Bryce Bailey. Gives to Cordell. He's into the paint. Tries to dish off to Bird. Pass stolen by Browning. Browning to Strong. Strong hesitation move now. Penetrates. Shot good. And draws a foul. Grant once again going to the line. That's about five and one opportunities that Strong's had tonight. The Clark Range faithful not very pleased with the call. But frustration at their team being down right now. 53-27 the score. And Strong at the line with a minute 31 left in the third. Completes the three-point play. Thomas, what's he got on the night?
And puts him up to 30, Daniel.
Just below his average of 35. Spivey is still on the inbound. Shot up. No good. Rebound Bryce Bailey. His putback good.
Follow up to Bryce Bailey.
Minute 15 and ticking. Third quarter. Clay County up by 29. 56-27. Scratch that. Clark Range adds two more, making it a 27-point lead. I missed which Buffalo had the points. I believe Bird. Clay County back on the offensive end. Good defense by Clark Range. Knocks the ball out of bounds. Dogs will have to inbound from their own baseline. Coach Edwards sends in the inbound call. Andrew Smith going to take care of that. Works it into his classmate, White Browning. Browning shots up. But a whistle's blown early. Is it on the floor? Foul was on the floor, so Browning's bucket does not count. Andrew Smith will try this again. He works into Strong, who was wide open somehow.
Kind of standing around looking.
Strong adds two more. Perhaps his easiest bucket of the season.
Yeah.
He was just sitting at left block. Andrew Smith saw him and threw it to him. 45 seconds and ticking, third quarter. Jones with it out top for Clark Range. I'm going to say it one more time. This Buffalo squad does not quit. Scrappy bunch.
Still playing hard, Daniel. Up and down the floor, keeping pace with Clay County. Just not putting it in the bucket at the same rate the Dogs are.
Jones misses on the three-point attempt. Rebound. Bryce Bailey, 25 seconds and ticking. Third quarter is dwindling away here. Grant Strong going to dribble it a couple feet from the timeline. Just watch time tick away down to 15 seconds. Andrew Smith with it now. Down to 10 seconds. The sophomore out top works against Beatty. Oh, offensive foul called against Grant Strong. Grant trying to get position. Grant wanting to talk to the official about the call, pleading his case.
Well, he's just trying to create separation.
He's got a little bit of a complaint.
Jones
had both hands on his jersey.
Had a hold of two hands on Grant Strong's number about where Clay is on the jersey. And Strong just trying to create separation there and get his hands off of it.
Buffalo's inbound, baby. A desperation three. The buzzer's no good. At the end of three quarters, it's Clay County 58, Clark Range 29.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Clark Range 58-29, headed into the fourth quarter. Grant Strong leading the way, leading all scorers with 32 points tonight. Just five, he's added nine. Three players with 4 points for Clay County, and Bryce Bailey has five here heading into the fourth.
Going to come back and repeat that Subway Trivia Challenge question one more time. I don't think we've had any responses yet to it. The question was for a free 6-inch Subway certificate and a Horizon Sports Network sticker. The 2016 District 7A Championship game against Clark Range saw two different Bulldog players pull down 16 rebounds each in a 61-49 win over the Buffaloes. Who were those two Bulldog players? Clark Range with the first points of the fourth quarter. Jones, was it, Thomas?
Case Cordell, Daniel.
Okay. Jones isn't even on the floor. What am I thinking? 58-31 now the difference. Clay County up by 27. Original five starters of Spivey, Smith, Burgess, Strong, and Arms on the floor for Coach Edwards here to open up the fourth quarter. Jimmy misses the jump shot. Rebound Case Cordell. He goes coast to coast and finishes. 25 points now the difference. Burgess transition pass ahead to Strong. Foul called against Durham. Yeah, that 2016 team, a strong team, Thomas, a state tournament qualifier.
Yeah, two of the all-time great players on that squad, no doubt about it. Play some great games. You think people would have at least one guess out of the two?
I guess if nobody guesses, does that mean when we go off air, you already guessed it correctly. You hadn't seen the answer, but you guessed it. So does that mean you get the certificate and the sticker?
Well,
somebody else tries?
I don't know. We'll discuss that. Maybe we've got to carry it over or something.
Probably need to do that, yeah. Strong at the free throw line. Hits the first one. Earns the right to shoot the second. He was at the line for a front end of a 1-1. Hits them both. Strong perfect on the night from the free throw line. I believe he's got 34 now. 7 minute mark of this quarter. Strong going to be called for the foul. And we have a correct answer. Cousin John Weaver, your little brother, Thomas. On his toes tonight, he says Tyreek Key and White Mabry. He's absolutely right. He don't have access to my personal script with that answer in it or anything, does he?
I don't think so. He's probably seen a whole lot
of
those guys.
Avery?
Yeah, White Mabry and Tyree Key.
I've been my guesses on those two.
Good job, John.
Those are two of the guys I got to coach in junior high, guys.
Do what now?
Those are two of the guys I got to coach in junior high the 2 years I did that.
Here we go. Grant Strong throwing it down. Jeff Spivey, he come up with a steal from the Buffaloes. He passed ahead to Strong. Strong took it coast to coast and finished strong. 6:30 mark of this fourth quarter. Strong steals inbound play. And over and back, going to be caught out. Yeah. That was a tough one. That was a tough one. The rest of the crowd, coach, agrees with you on that one about
right.
Having possession
right.
and control.
I was trying to get out.
And threw a three-pointer up that went in.
Talking about little brother having knowledge of the Bulldogs, Daniel. You know, he paced up everything I write about sports in the Delha Horizon newspaper each week. And sometimes I get him to look over stories here and there, but I'm sure that one's probably in a cut line. That's how he caught that one.
Probably so. And so are you saying John's responsible for the layout of it?
He does it all. Bryce Bailey on a breakaway.
Bryce Bailey had two more points in transition. Clay County adding a lot here lately. One final closing comment about that. The layout of it, I think, beautiful each week. John does such a great job of that. And Thomas, I know you're no stranger to that part of it, too. You play into that as well. So congratulations to John. That certificate and sticker going to be provided to him courtesy of local Subway and local artists Greg and Melissa Brannon. Jimmy Burchett adding points. Clay County pouring them on now quickly. And you've got to wonder at what point Coach Edwards is going to be content to allow these starters to hang around in this one. 66-33 now. They have doubled up the Buffaloes. 5:30 and ticking fourth quarter. Beatty misses the jump shot. Burchett quickly the other way. Fake to pass. Kept it. Missed the layup. Rebound Case Cordell. Foul call against the Dogs. Foul call against Jimmy Burchett, his third personal. Ken Trill at the line, shooting free throws, misses the first. Did we cover all the action there on the trivia? I know I saw Aunt Betsy also venture, I guess. She said Gavin Silk and Jake Ashog was her guesses. Outstanding guesses. However, her son John beat her to it, though.
Also members of that team, I would say, as youngsters, right?
Yeah, I was trying to count there. Of course, Ashog, a senior in the COVID-shortened season of 20. So he would have been a freshman.
And played some at that time, I think, Daniel.
No, he's in eighth grade.
Oh, he's in eighth grade.
Yeah,
okay.
Ashog in eighth grade. Jake Ashok, though, the all-time leading rebounder at Clay County High School. I wish we had official stats on folks like James Trobaugh, who used to pull down 20-plus an hour for you, Coach Watson, but we just don't have those. But we do know for Clay County High School, 2004 to present, Jake Ashok, the leading in rebounders, 923, I believe, because I was looking the other day, Grant Strong over 700 on his career now. Kind of looking and seeing what he might need to track down Ashok, and it would take a lot. Of course, Strong averaging around 10 rebounds a night, so he could do it depending on how deep we go.
Guys, this is, of course, totally unofficial, but my junior year, my older brother Ramford, I believe he had a ball game one night where he had 29 rebounds in.
Wow.
And, of course, that's a long, long time ago. But
still an impressive night.
That was one of our district championship teams back in the day.
4:33 on this clock. On the floor right now for Clay County, some substitutes have come in. We've wandered a little bit in our broadcast, and I apologize for that. We do that at times when things get out of hand. 66-34 the score. Clay County leading big. 4:33 mark. As I was saying, on the floor, Bryce Bailey, Andrew Smith, Nate Adams, Wyatt Browning, and they're joined by Jimmy Burchett. A timeout has been taken. We'll play at least one ad and come right back.
For the better part of a century, One local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here live, as I was saying before break, on the floor for Clay County, Andrew Smith, Wyatt Browning, Nate Adams, Bryce Bailey, and Jimmy Burchett. Case Cordell at the line shooting free throws. Front end of a 1-1, misses it. Bailey with a rebound. 4.5 minutes left in this fourth quarter. 66-34 the score. Clay County with the lead. Pass taken away from the Bulldogs by Cantrell. He works ahead to Beatty. Beatty hands off to Cordell.
This is looking kind of at your second starting five right here a little bit, Daniel. You know, you got the reserves with the starting point guard, Burchett, on the floor.
Beatty came down, and actually Cordell scored the bucket. Bulldogs come down. Three-pointer taken by Andrew Smith, no good. Rebound by Cordell. He kicks up to Cantrell. His three-pointer blocked by Beatty. Jimmy Burchett picks up a loose ball. Tries to go back to Bryce. Bryce couldn't hang on. Ball goes out of bounds.
Guys, this is one of those times where I think we're getting a little bit of a look, maybe make up a next year's basketball team a little bit, maybe.
Well, that's true. Of course, we know we're going to lose the three seniors, Eli Smith, Grant Strong, and Jeff Spivey. So basically,
add Keaton Arms to this lineup, and you've got it.
Right.
Probably, you know,
it's John Hamilton tonight.
In some combination.
Unfortunately, we've received word this past week that John had made the decision to not continue his basketball career. So I'm not sure. I did receive that, and certainly are going to miss him. Certainly wish him the best with the route he chooses, but that's my understanding at this moment in time.
Well, I hope not, but...
You know, John was a handy one to have. Played a lot during the state tournament last year during the championship run, and... But chose not to continue playing, I believe. Wyatt Browning adding points for Clay County here. The Buffaloes also added a bucket a few moments ago. 68-38 the score. Clay County up by 30. 3 minutes left in this one. Case Cordell with it out top for the Buffaloes. Kicks to Jones. Pass stolen by Bryce Bailey. Bailey working one-on-one to the hoop and scores.
That was a good finish, guys. At the speed he was coming up in the soft as he got it on the boards, it was a good shot.
It was. A nice finish. Freshman Lance Burchett comes to the scorer's table. Also, sophomore Weston Burville joining him there. Waiting their moment to come in. Browning with a rebound off a missed Buffalo shot. Gives off to Andrew Smith. Andrew passes ahead to Nate Adams. Adams drives inside, kicks to Bailey in the corner. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound Browning, put back. Yeah.
Rebounded with his left and shot it with his right. That's a good move, guys.
Browning, a pretty solid young post player during his sophomore campaign here. Also, Colton Anderson joining the young Burchett and Burville at the score table. Bird, three-pointer from the right corner for the Buffs. No good. Rebound Smith. Andrew works ahead to Nate Adams. He's working into the paint one-on-one against Jones, and he scores. Official stops play to bring in Colton Anderson, Joseph Birdville, Lance Burchett, and Weston Birdville. Checking out are Jimmy Burchett, Bryce Bailey, Andrew Smith, and Wyatt Browning. Coach McElvain sticking with his most of his starters. Bird is in right now. For Case Cordell, who's went to the bench. The junior for the Buffaloes has worked hard tonight. Jones with it for Clark Range. Spins inside. Dishes across to Durham. The left wing. He loses the handle. Picked up by Adams. Full head of steam for the freshman. Here he comes. Into the paint. Layup. Ooh. Missed it. Rebound Weston Burgle. His putback partially blocked by Bird. Weston's had enough of that. He takes it back away. Dishes off to Anderson. Now Adams. Shot from right block. Yeah. Nate Adams, another one of those guys, Coach Watson. Adams going to be a strong player during his time.
Yes, I think so. As he matures a little bit more.
Sophomore Tyler Westmoreland comes to the scores table to check in. His dad, Robert Westmoreland. Thomas, another classmate of yours. I know he was pleased to be here on hand as Dan Fox was inducted tonight. I saw them sitting together across the way, and I'm sure you would have liked to have been over there visiting with them.
Yeah, I would have. Also, a former teammate, Sam Daniels, on hand tonight. We were out talking to Dan a little bit at one of the breaks, and, you know, it's something for all of us, you know, to see Dan get that honor.
Buffalo steals it away. Lance Murchie takes it right back, though. Here Lance comes, 40 seconds and ticking, fourth quarter. Clay County up big. Burchett tries to add points with a jump shot, misses it. Weston Bird with a rebound, kicks it back over to Lance. He's going to dribble back out behind the arc and reset things. 30 seconds and ticking, 76 to 40. Weston Burble, three-pointer out wing, just a little short. Rebound Westmoreland. He dishes off to Adams, and his jump shot no good. Clay County with another chance. Adams puts it back, no good. It wouldn't for a lack of trying. Rebound this time by Cantrell, though. They're going to have the last possession. 10 seconds and ticking as Cantrell's going to walk across the timeline and let this thing expire. Clay County's going to go to 11-4 overall on the year. 5-0 in District 7A play. They'll be at Byrdstown Tuesday night for a big showdown with AP number one ranked Pickett County Bobcats. Final in this one here in Joe Sims Gym tonight. Clay County 76, Clark Range 40. Stay with us. We're going to come right back and open up the Farm Bureau postgame show with the Eco Panels Bulldog Wrap.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud of. To offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties.
Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at solanahealthandrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Solana, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Solana's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Solana. Serving thousands of customers, one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here on the Farm Bureau postgame show, the Lady Dogs are now 13-3 on the season with their win tonight over Clark Range, and the boys 11-4 also with their win tonight over Clark Range. You're going to go ahead and do the Bulldog wrap-up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Well, guys, we talked about it, you know, close first quarter, kind of how it went before, and then Clay County kind of opened things up in the second. They outscored the Buffaloes 19-11 to take a 12-point halftime lead, and then they exploded in the third to kind of balloon this one out to 20-plus, and it stayed that way the majority of the second half. I thought Clay County played pretty well on defensive side, really all the way around. Got to practice a few different defense. You saw the jump trap in the half court one time. You saw the full court pressure. Overall, a pretty successful outing for Clay County, wasn't it, Coach?
Yes, it was. You know, a little bit of a slow start, but that's to be expected.
Sure.
You know, out of, you know, we call it a slow start, but, you know, it's a normal start for Clark Range.
Right.
That, you know, that's kind of the way they play.
I agree. You've got to give them credit.
Right. And so we turned it around when we had to, and But I think we looked at some different things. The players among themselves look for each other a little bit more and didn't depend on Grant as much throughout the early part of the ball game.
I agree. You know, Grant kind of looked to get other people involved early,
yes,
I thought.
Yes,
you know, it had 18 at the half, and a lot of those came in a spurt right up before the break late in the second quarter. Before then, he was getting his teammates involved. You saw Clay County kind of working on a few things, I thought.
You know, the teams, like, sometimes it's good to do things like that. You know, you come out here and you really throw it at these folks right off the bat. You get ahead of them 20 points the first quarter, and you got to set your first team down and really
right.
not get them some playing time out on the floor. You know, get them used to being up and down the floor again after being off for a little
while.
We needed that.
For Clark Range, they were led by Case Cordell and Evan Cantrell, both with a dozen points tonight. I thought both of those players played good for the Buffaloes. Chris Beatty had 6 points. Ethan Jones, 1 point tonight. Joshua Durham, 2. Lane Bird off the bench, Daniel, 7 big points.
Had a strong performance.
He did. For Clay County, a lot of guys on the board. And the freshman, Nate Adams, with 4 points. Wyatt Browning had 4. Bryce Bailey, 9 off the bench. Jimmy Burchett, 6. 4 for Eli Smith and Keaton Arms. Jeff Spivey just out of double figures with 9 points. And Grant Strong leading the way with 36. He got his average, Daniel.
Beat it by a point. I think it's 35.1.
So this is just an average night for him.
Yeah, just an average night.
Thank goodness we have those average nights.
Absolutely. Folks, that has been the Bulldog Wrap-Up. And it's been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Stay with us for one short promo here. We're going to come back and announce tonight's TDS top performers. You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Solana Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Solana on East Lake Avenue, Solana Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau postgame show here in Salina. And it's time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's game, Daniel. And there's only one way to go in that girls' game, and that's the junior post player, Briley Burchett. Had a slow start, just has scored 5 points in the first half, but really brought Clay County home in that third and fourth quarter. So she had 17 on the night, 12 of those coming in the second half. And, you know, we've seen Briley Burchett have some good games, but tonight she seemed a little more, I don't know, something's different about Briley Burchett. She took her time. She took what the defense gave her. She didn't get frustrated, and she played hard on both ends of the floor. We saw her block a shot. We saw her take a charge, and we saw her put the ball in the hole like only Briley Burchett knows how.
Coach Sims, you know, early when we was hitting those three-pointers, he kept saying, you know, they don't have a post. Briley can hurt them in there. And he loved the three-pointers, but he knew what was fixing to happen, and we did. She ends up with 17, I think.
17.
And, you know, what a difference on a night where, you know, our final was what?
We're going to go back. 49-36.
You know, so at 49, she's got a good chunk of those 49, and they came at timely times. A lot of them, she was fighting through fouls. They were end-one opportunities.
That's right.
The
line to mention that.
So, Burchett, big game, big win tonight. Great job of her and her teammates.
And just like Burchett, there's no other way to go. Grant Strong had 36 tonight, Daniel. And, you know, we saw some we talk about it each game. We see something different out of Grant Strong. Well, we kind of saw that tonight. He was facing that zone, had to go to the baseline, free throw line extended. We saw him find guys underneath out of it early on, you know, and then really pour it on when he needed to kind of get some separation in this game. We saw the highlight reel dunks. We saw it all from Grant Strong. It was 4 or 5 times we kind of were taking it back with the plays he made and the finishes he made at the rim.
Right.
With 3 to 4 guys on him at times when he drives in. Because everybody's waiting for Strong in the paint. You know, when he drives, they're trying to draw that offensive charge. They're trying to do a lot of things. We heard Coach Watson talking about him avoiding getting a charge call several different times, and it comes down to what you like to say. The body control is absolutely amazing.
It is. When he's shooting, when he's passing, you know, I don't know. Hard to describe other than just saying he does things that very few people can do at this level of basketball. And just impressive to see. And I'll also note, I think he only had 7 attempts from there, if I counted right, but a perfect 100% from the free throw line tonight.
Perfect from the free throw line. We saw him knock down shots from distance, too, when he took them. You know, this was a good tune-up for what's to come. We talked about, for both of these teams, how huge is our next broadcast, Daniel? For the girls, they're playing to get into a tie for first place. The boys are playing for outright first place right now with the number one team in the state.
Yep, it's going to be fun. And we'll talk about that just a little bit more in 1 second. That was tonight's top performers, Briley Burchett, Grant Strong, brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. So talking about that big matchup, Thomas, that's the next time we'll be on air this coming Tuesday night. From Burgestown, we're going to try to get there early because it's a small gym. It's going to be a packed house. We're talking about, at least in this week's AP polls, we're talking about the number 2 girls team in Piggott County, the number 3 girls team in Clay County, the number 1 boys team in Piggott County, the number 4 boys team in Clay County. This is it's single-A basketball. And I know there's a lot of folks across the state that have disdain for that, and they don't think it's whatever. Well, we know what it is. It don't get no better. And it's one of the biggest matchups, I guess, we've ever called in 5 years in terms of
both
games.
Regular season games.
Yes, for regular season, all 4 teams, top 4 AP, strongest single-A communities in the state of Tennessee.
That's right.
Salina and Burgestown are going to get it on Tuesday night. We're going to be there. It's going to be fun.
It is. I can't wait.
Until then, folks, on Tuesday night in Byrdstown, when we'll go live at 5:45 with the Carcass pregame show for Joe Sims, Thomas Watson, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing y'all a good night.